much about.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Giant-sized cans.
You know what? I think she is gorgeous. I think she is an incredibly, incredibly attractive person. The only thing I am worried about is getting a boner.
By the way, you call those cheap implants boobs? Those aren't boobs. They're lies.
Because she got big-ass boobies.
Well, I like boobs.
What?
I like boobs. Big boobs. Love them.
Yeah, they're pretty popular.
Boner policer here. I demand a lawyer.
I want to squeeze them.
She has got a tremendous set of boobs.
To me, they're too large.
Oh, they're perfect.
I don't know. To me, she looks structurally unsound.
I'm going to have big ones when I grow up.
Boobies! Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Thanks, so a little improv for a stick, huh?
Special, it's a special show.
Roll another one. Just like the other one.
Omar's already been drinking heavily.
Yeah, Bailey's a coffee.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Split.
And I don't need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
No shining.
I love boobies.
Yeah. Roll,
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 roll.
Why don't you go ahead and
roll another one.
Look at Yasmin over there, by the way.
I know.
Just like the other one.
Can I see Yasmin over there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one seems to be about
spent.
Yes,
you see Yasmin?
Yeah.
I don't have another cent.
So Dave and Yasmin, right?
Oh.
Every day.
All the time.
That joint. Just pass it around.
I don't care how old I'll get. I'll never get my head around that one.
I just broke off that joint, my friend. Let's just pass it on down.
And now,
can we please have one conversation that's not about my wreck?
By the way, I'm going to start a new website that is just nope.com.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the most magical day of the year.
Yeah.
Really is. Live from Fullerton at the Slide Bar, we are here for the Miss Double D pageant.
Yes.
We are going to crown a new Miss Double December for the year of 2010.
It's very exciting. You know, I haven't met any of the girls. Yeah, this is Bean speaking.
Yeah.
I've seen them on the TV.
Because we keep you on an island.
Right, yeah. Right. And so I get a chance to see them in person, which is going to be creepy and yet fun at the same time.
Why
creepy
is it
for them.
Creepy
fun for them.
For you. Creepy for them. Fun for me.
Right. Creepy for them and all of us. Do we have a way of, like, cuffing Bean's feet to the floor so he actually can't move?
Like King Kong on stage?
Like Bean's going to move.
That's a good point.
Like there's a danger of Bean moving.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
At any time.
Hey, so we're down here in Fullerton at the Slide Bar, which we are delighted to be back again for the pageant this year. So I stayed at a nearby hotel. And I don't know if this has ever happened to you guys, but I went out, maybe the wrong door. I don't know if it was the wrong door or not, but I found myself out in the swimming pool area of the hotel this morning. Right. And all of the doors...
Were you trying to get to the swimming pool area?
Actually, I was trying to get to the parking lot.
Well, then I'm guessing it was the wrong door then.
Well, but I thought I could go through the... I thought I could go through the swimming pool area...
Like go across
and
to...
go across into the hotel to get out to where my car was. Go back to where the lobby was. Well, it turns out, as is the case with many hotels overnight, they keep all of those doors locked unless you have your key.
Sure. Right.
Well, I left my key in the room, not checking out. I just figured, you know, I didn't need... I mean, I decided...
What?
I decided to not take my key back to the desk and check out and everything. Just let him mail me the bill. So I just left my keys in the room because I thought I was leaving.
Have all, going
back. Have all my stuff and I'm leaving for good, right? So now I find myself out in the swimming pool area and all of the doors to the hotel are locked. How crazy is that?
I got to tell you, you are getting to be more and more of a dumbass every day.
But that's not...
Little things that we take for granted, like walking from the hotel to our car.
Like leaving a hotel, like going to a parking lot.
But
that becomes a Ice Cube for you all of a sudden.
But you guys can see how that would happen,
no,
right?
No, I can't.
You can't see
the... I'm going to go to the parking lot now, so I would go to the parking lot. I wouldn't try to cut through the pool and take a few laps and then climb over a chaise lounge. I wouldn't try to make a game out of it. I would just go the way you go to get out of the hotel.
But this is one of those deals, and you've seen hotels like this where they have the check-in area that's in one building, right. And then there's a series of like tunnels and whatnot that you have to get to to the actual building where the rooms are. The rooms are some distance away from the check-in location.
No.
So that's how I ended up getting stuck. I
got to tell you, I've never had a problem like that in a hotel ever.
No, they're
anywhere.
Not that complex. There's no hotel that's that labyrinthine that you can't find your way to the front door. I'm sorry.
Confused by your strange locking doors.
You're not the prisoner of Zenda, okay? You're just trying to go to the parking lot.
I don't even know what the prisoner of Zenda is, but I like it.
I'm just saying it's a miracle that I got here today. That's what I'm
saying.
And
what we're saying is you are a dumbass.
Okay, well, it's possible that both are true. It's a miracle for me, yet I'm also a dumbass.
By the way, Kevin Bean's already complaining how hot it is.
It's too freaking hot here. Well, we're sitting in front of a heater for starters.
Well, the heater's like maybe 40 degrees. The smoke, you can see our breath. It's so cold out here this morning.
I'm burning up. I can't live like this.
He's already bitching about how hot he is.
It's not blowing on you at all.
No one is hot. No one is hot.
I am
including you.
This shirt may come off in about 5 minutes.
Oh, God's sake.
Oh, please say yes.
Yeah, let's have that happen.
And then Psycho Mike would be all jealous and jealous.
I would be.
All right, so what's the layout here? What's the deal? Why can't I see anybody?
Because they're all over there.
In the dark. Here.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Are you guys there?
Here's the gang.
Plus, there's, like, fog.
Is the bar open yet? Is the bar open yet?
Do you have
Because I'm sitting next to Bean. I need a drink.
Six. It opens at six.
Do you have any idea how anything works anymore? I work. Why can't I see people? Where am I? Ralph's like, look to your left.
I don't get out a lot,
right?
So the real world confounds me.
But nothing has changed.
But you have some vague memory of how the world works, don't you?
Can I tell you guys something truly frightening, and I'm not joking about this. I mean, people say wacky things. Ooh, funny.
I tried to get in my car this morning, and I crawled into a bush. And for some reason, I couldn't get the car started from a patch of ivy.
No, but this is true. I don't remember this location at all.
We were here last year.
This does not look at all
familiar. Are you serious?
A year ago today.
I know. It doesn't look familiar.
That is not true.
That's why I'm telling you. I'm not joking. It's absolutely. I do not recognize at all where we
were. And a year before that, we were in there.
If this
will help. Yeah.
If this will help, this stage was this way, and we were looking straight that way.
No.
Nope, not at all. Wow.
And who's the redhead?
That's Callie.
Oh, hi, Callie.
She does traffic
You know
us.
Callie, right?
Hi, Callie. I've heard you on the radio.
I'm so happy right now because I'm not the dumbest guy in the room.
Well,
finally.
Let's not get crazy.
But, I mean, I now understand
Most
why.
Confused.
I understand why Bean gets so surprised at how late Kevin leaves for work because there's like 15 steps in Bean getting to work from his couch or wherever he sleeps to the broadcast studio.
I don't know how to get out my front door.
Bean was up in the shower at midnight just to get here by 5 a.m.
I do tend to stand and stare at things to try to figure out how they work each day.
Whoa. Like a bonobo monkey trying to figure out how to eat some termites with a stick.
Well, I mean,
that's quite a rude goal.
I think this is a shower, but how do I get water out of this tube? This is so weird.
You've lost it.
I went to the ice machine to take a shower, and it didn't work.
So we're going to try to take calls? Is that the plan?
I doubt it.
That's
I don't,
not going
to
happen.
There's no, well, we could try. We could try. Beer Mug, do we have people calling? I think we forgot to ask. But do we actually have people on the line? If we do, then we're happy to try.
Beer Mug?
Yeah, we do.
It's
a race.
We
do.
Why can't we hear Beer Mug?
Dave's
we are good
screen.
To go.
Sure we do.
All right. So if we're here, if we're good to go, 1-800-520-1067. Hit it, Steve.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Well, I know what happens is you call, you get on the air, you get a prize.
I don't know what the prize is, but
I bet it's awesome. So let's just
same as yesterday.
Probably same.
That was.
If you were listening yesterday, then you know how awesome the prize is today. So let's just give it a try and see what happens.
Let's start with Mark on line 2. Good morning, Mark. What it do?
Hey, what it do?
What's going on, man?
What's up, Callie?
What did it do?
Hey, I was just calling. We got to figure out something for us guys to have a pageant or whatever. I don't even care what it is. But
a pageant for the guys?
We got to be able to win some tickets to something, you know?
You can. Every day we give away tickets.
What kind of pageant do you want for the guys?
Well, I don't even have to be a pageant, but it can be some kind of contest.
All right.
Well, we have contests all the time, though. What is your complaint?
The ladies would love to see guys up on the stage.
Yeah,
but guys don't want to see that, Mark. Why do you want to see that?
I don't want to see it. I just want to win the ticket.
All right, here's the answer.
I would enter the contest.
All right, here's the answer. No, let's move on. All right.
Call Seacrest. I'm sure he has something like that.
He's got lots of pageants for guys.
Let's go to Jose on line four and say good morning. Hey, Jose.
Hey, what's up, man? I just want to say with the last guy, he's a fag.
Oh, how dare you?
Poor Mark.
That's a good start.
Yeah, it is.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, we're just out here in line, drinking some beers, partying. We got about maybe 300 people out here waiting to get in here.
Oh, they haven't opened the doors yet?
He's calling from out front.
Oh, so you're right here? You're at the slide bar?
No, I'm in line.
Oh, all right.
Fantastic.
Okay, well, I think they're going to open the doors in just a few minutes.
Jose, did you bring an unwrapped toy for the Toys for Tots program? We've got the Marines here today.
No, yeah, definitely. I bought some toys. And I'm a Marine myself in the reserve.
Oh, there it is.
No kidding.
All right.
Well, Semper Fi, Jose.
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
I had a chance to talk to a couple of the Marines over there.
I bet you did. I bet you went out of your way to.
Very nice gentlemen. And they let me know that Southern California, a lot better than Afghanistan.
Really?
I was shocked.
How about that?
That's funny. Bean went to Afghanistan to try to get to Southern California this morning.
Let's go to Ed on line one. Hey, Ed. Good morning. What'd it do?
Hey, what it do, nephew? How's it going, neighborhood?
The neighborhood is good.
You
know? What's happening?
Oh, man, so I just want to, you know, any suggestions, pretty much how to get out of the doghouse. I've been out for like a month.
Okay. You're in the doghouse with your chick? Why?
Well, pretty much, I had to stop smoking weed to pretty much get a decent job, and the job requires long hours, and she says my attitude changed because of the weed, so she's just like, I need to get it together, so...
Okay, here's what you do. The one that has Gloria Allred for an attorney, you give her $1 million to call off her press conference. That's the first step you take, okay?
Okay.
Then you put $20 million in a bank account offshore for your wife that you can't touch.
Okay.
I don't think Ed could probably pull that off.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that's how you get out of the doghouse these days.
That's Tiger situation.
Ed, here's my suggestion. You lose whatever is fighting the weed. So if your wife has trouble with it, she's gone. If your job has trouble with it, they're gone. You smoke.
It's weed first with
weed
you all
first.
The time, is that what you're saying?
Weed first.
That explains so much.
You have to have priorities.
Good message for the kids, too.
Yeah, stress-free.
All right, there you go. That's my answer.
Stress-free, job-free, apartment-free.
Plenty of everything soon.
Well, I think we've done some good work here today.
All right.
I think we've steered our listeners in the right direction.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. Again, it is Friday morning. We are doing it live from the Slide Bar, 122 East Commonwealth Avenue in Fullerton, California.
Very difficult to find, though. I got to warn you about that. Very hard to find.
Not for most people.
No, I was fine.
Nope, some of us got to our cars.
By the way.
Callie found it. Callie found it.
Yeah.
Don't forget, like Ralph just mentioned, bring a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tatas, which is just our really, really funny way of saying Toys for Tots. See, because it's Miss Double December.
See, because they're poops.
See what we do and how creative we are.
We are underpaid.
And today we are going to crown a new Miss Double December 2010.
Woo!
All right. We're very excited about that. We will take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 5:49.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday, and a magical Friday it is because today we crown Miss Double December 2010. Where are the girls, Ralph?
The girls are in that big tent over there.
I want to see them.
They're getting prepped. They're putting on their makeup and their clothes. You know, we have three different stages of the pageant. We've got the evening wear portion of the pageant.
Right.
We've got the bathing suit portion of the pageant.
If you're into that sort of thing.
And then the nude.
No. And then we have the talent portion of the pageant. So they're preparing all three stages of the competition, and so they'll be up just in mere moments.
I know there's a lot of preparation involved in talents, like putting your whole fist in your mouth and things like that, so they need plenty of prep time.
There's also security that has your picture, and they're making sure that you stay away from the tent.
So Alex and Dave will be the girls that we send in to help with the preparation?
That's correct.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic.
Well, setting the show eunuch to go in and help them.
All right, it is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with our first look at the Showbiz Beat. By the way, how about Ralph Garman in a tuxedo, ladies and gentlemen? How about that?
Oh, you're very kind.
Dressed up for the event here
just
today.
Just a little something I threw on. This is how I dress usually for the show.
Every day, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I almost didn't make it into the show today.
Why?
Out of sheer sadness.
What? About?
Aaron Schroeder's passing.
Not Aaron Schroeder.
Not Aaron Schroeder.
Aaron Schroeder passed at the age of 84 yesterday.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Aaron was a songwriter for many, many years, but most importantly, he wrote the theme to Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?, cartoon show.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
Oh, that's who it is.
And when I heard that happen, I didn't know if I could go on.
Yeah. Scooby-Doo is a pretty good theme.
Scooby Dooby Doo, where are you?
Remember what? That?
Yeah.
Sure. He's that dead. That guy.
Scooby Doo's dead?
Yeah. No, Scooby lives. Radar Online says that Rachel Uchitel.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods' little playmate.
Yeah. One of.
Is negotiating with Tiger to keep her mouth shut. Apparently that's why she got Gloria Allred as a lawyer.
Are you kidding?
Really? Didn't she already not keep her mouth shut?
Well, she kept her mouth shut initially.
Yeah.
And then she kind of got busted because she was in Australia the same time Tiger was there to play a tournament. And apparently one of Tiger's friends flew her out there, so they were starting to find out that there was more than meets the eye. And she was supposed to have a press conference yesterday where they thought she was going to tell all.
Right.
Then suddenly they canceled the press conference, and now word is that Tiger's offering her $1 million in order to keep her mouth shut.
Is this not blackmail? Oh, I guess if he's offering.
He's offering. She didn't ask for it, so it's a pretty good payday.
Wow.
I mean, she could do $1 million or more worth of damage, with depending on what her story is, so it makes financial sense for him.
Maybe he's got small wood, you know, so he's not good with the woods.
Tiger's wife, Elin, is also apparently going to make some money out of this whole deal.
Oh, shocking.
Sure. Shocking.
A word is that she is getting a $5 million payout of money in her own name, in her own bank account.
There you go.
Wow.
For everything that's happening right now. And they're changing the prenup so that she will get $55 million to stay with him for more than just for two more years instead of the 10-year period that originally was the deal in the prenup.
So, essentially,
she sticks around for 2 years.
Right.
She gets another $55 million in the prenup.
She has become, then, an employee to help manage his image.
Pretty much.
That's essentially what
she is. If you don't leave me for 2 years over this, I'll give you an extra $55 million.
Wow. But that's how much money he has.
But why do that? Yeah. Why not just...
Yeah,
she's
why not
go.
Just say, look, this isn't going to work. And
because
sayonara.
His image and his endorsement deals are predicated upon him keeping his image.
He looks like a better dude if he keeps his family
clean and
together.
Shiny. If he can come out with her and she's standing by his side and say, we worked this out, and 2 years can go by before she moves out, then it's to his advantage. It's worth $55
million. That's going to be a hell of
That's going to be a really great 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to enjoy themselves.
Well, People Magazine says they are scrolled away in their Florida mansion right now undergoing intense marriage counseling sessions several times a day. Can you imagine?
Several times a day.
Has Dr. Phil showed up
let's
yet?
Take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll start working on more issues. I would just say, you know what? Take all of the money.
Not worth
take
it.
All of it. I'll make more.
I can win another tournament.
Just leave me alone, you giant blonde club-wielding wench.
She's going to be a good deal, though, in 2 years if she's got $50 million in the bank and looks like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys know, but she's pretty hot.
Yeah.
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 She's got a twin sister, by the way.
Yes.
She does?
Yes, yeah. She does.
Identical?
Identical.
Yeah. Wow.
Wonder what she's worth.
Wow.
I bet Tiger was nailing her.
Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt. Apparently not the happy couple everyone seems to think they are. Star Magazine's got a story that says Angelina is vicious.
Yeah.
When they fight, she gets physical, she gets in Brad's face, she even beats him.
Yeah.
I saw her pull a gun on him that one time.
That was a movie called Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Good pull, Bean.
Yeah, apparently she is quite the nut loaf. Don't you get that sense that she probably is?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But don't you get sense it's also worth
yes.
it?
Yes, absolutely.
Because after she's done beating you, she beats you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, not everything's happy in Brangelina world. Speaking of domestic violence, Rolling Stones guitarist Ron Wood. You know who Ron Wood is?
Certainly.
Dead Man Walking.
He's like 11 years old.
Yeah.
And he's got a smoking hot 20-something Russian cocktail waitress girlfriend.
Divorced his wife of like 30 years to be with the cocktail waitress.
Nice. Yeah. Her name is Ekaterina Ivanova. And he divorced his wife last month so he could be with her. Well, apparently police were called this week because Ronnie was apparently attacking her. That's what they're saying.
No.
Domestic violence. Possible domestic violence assault, according to police in England, happened this Wednesday. Now, some are speculating that the police were called because someone overheard him saying that he busted her lip. However, it's more likely he busted a hip and someone misunderstood what he was saying.
Look, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Don't hit hot chicks. I mean, that's just a rule of thumb, right? Don't hit
the ugly
hot chicks.
Swing away.
Actually, don't hit chicks.
What?
That's the actual
rule. Any chick.
Any chick.
Don't be crazy.
I don't know. I got
to
look into that.
Not to make light of this, because it's not a funny. Abuse is never funny. But can't you get away from Ron Woods? I mean, really. It's like a zombie.
You would think, yeah.
It's like a zombie. You could crawl on your knees and get away from him.
Well, that was the point that a judge had yesterday when a former girlfriend of mini-me, Vern Troyer, went into court trying to get a permanent restraining order against Vern because she felt he threatened her safety. The judge said he just couldn't believe
look
that
who's
Vern...
happy over here. Look who's happy right over here.
Yeah. Got a midget over there representing. Apparently, the judge just didn't believe that Vern Troyer could pose any threat to her safety.
Her ankle, maybe.
He does have to get around on that little scooter he drives. So, depending on how fast he can rev that thing up to, I could see what might happen.
The judge literally looked at him, her, and said, what damage could he do?
Really, how much of a threat is he, basically, is what he said. So she was turned down for her request for the restraining order.
A spider in the kitchen is more dangerous than Vern Troyer is.
It's like at the end of Child's Play when the guy says, look, it's a doll. What could he possibly do? How can he be murdering
then
anybody?
Then Chucky goes off, though.
Right.
True. So you got to be careful.
Next thing you know.
Is there any happy relationship news, or is everybody horked today?
I got happy news for you.
Okay, good.
Steven Seagal, Lawman.
Yes.
Yeah.
The reality series about Steven Seagal being a deputy sheriff in Louisiana.
Yes. Got the best ratings ever.
Was the most watched series in the history of A&E's cable network.
That's what I'm talking about. Who knew there was that much interest in Steven Seagal?
Steven Seagal pulled in 3.5 million viewers for its debut episode this week.
Wow.
It's a smash hit. It's the first hit Steven Seagal's had in 20 years.
No kidding.
Yeah. In other ratings news, Fox's Glee had its highest rating of the season this week. And also, the number one show on Wednesday night in its time period and overall, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer this week came in $11 million. I told you!
Told me what?
Greatest Christmas special
That's
ever.
That's ridiculous.
11 million viewers. I want to be a dentist.
Two shows better than that. Mr. Hankey's Christmas
special, yeah.
Incorrect.
Yes. And
wrong, sir.
The Victoria's Secret show every year at this time.
Wrong, sir.
And what's the best Christmas special of all?
Let's talk about celebrity birthdays, shall we? One of my favorite actors of all time, Jeff Bridges, celebrates his 60th birthday today. The dude abides.
The dude.
He is, of course, in Men Who Stare at Goats currently. You can find that in theaters.
He's got another movie that they're saying he's likely to get nominated for another Oscar.
Yes. Something Heart.
Yeah.
Caged Heart, maybe?
Something like that. But he's a great actor. You're so right on him.
Chelsea Noble from Growing Pains. She was Kirk Cameron's girlfriend on that show. Later became his real-life wife.
Oh.
She is 45 years old today. Oscar winner Marissa Tomei also celebrates her 45th birthday. Fred Armisen from Saturday Night Live is 43. Jay-Z celebrates his 40th birthday.
You got nothing
for Jay-Z?
He wasn't ready.
Kevin Sussman from Ugly Betty is 39, and Tyra Banks, sadly, has made another year.
Boo is right.
Yeah.
Wow, listen to that.
Tyra Banks is 36 years old today. Sakamoto, didn't you say if you had a chance to kill one celebrity
and
get away with it?
It would be Tyra Banks, 100%.
If
Osama bin Laden was in the next room,
yeah.
You'd still kill Tyra.
Well,
okay.
He doesn't put out as much videos as Tyra puts out shows. You know, he only puts out those videos every couple years.
He's easier to ignore than Tyra.
Yeah, Tyra's on TV every goddamn day.
Yeah, good point. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Yeah!
We'll all be gone by the time I start talking.
Yeah.
How about that? Look at the people. Look at the crowd.
It's
look at things.
Look at the fog.
Look at things, Kevin just said.
9 minutes after six.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show live from the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Omar Khan, by the way. DJ Omar Khan, our hype man today.
DJ Omar Khan.
We are here for Miss Double December 2010. By the way, we should mention a couple things. First of all, I don't know if I should even break the news to the crowd. I don't know if they'll be happy about this or not, but you guys... All right, I'll tell you.
Don't have a choice.
The bar's open.
Woohoo!
Yeah. The bar is open. First of all,
look at all of them. They're holding up their drinks like they needed to be told that.
Right. Second of all, if you're coming down to the Slide Bar in Fullerton, we only ask that you bring a new unwrapped toy. The United States Marine Corps is here gathering toys for Tatas. They are, of course, one of the great organizations in the world. Did you guys see that story on the news yesterday about those people that got all those toys ripped off?
In Garden Grove.
In Garden Grove. They got, and the Marines went out and replaced every one of those toys.
Yeah,
and shot all the people who stole them, too.
I hope. They are great, and that's one of the reasons that we're down here today for Toys for Tatas. Ralph Garman, ladies and gentlemen, our master of ceremonies for the event today.
Hello, boys and girls.
Ralph, what is first on the docket today as we head toward Miss Double December 2010?
Well, first we're going to talk to our former Miss Double December.
Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Cassandra is here.
Yeah.
Hi, Cassandra. Can you believe it's been a year already?
I know. It's so sad. I had so much fun this year and everything.
What was it like? Put me inside the head of what the girls in that tent are thinking right now. What is it like at this time of the show when you haven't done anything yet to try to win the crown?
I can tell you what to think right now. It's balls cold out here.
Is that what you were thinking last year?
Yeah, but I was nervous as hell. I'm not going to lie. Like, hearing all the guys' voices, knowing how many people are out here.
Yeah.
So they're probably pretty nervous.
Was the pageant what you expected last year?
No. I mean, there's definitely, you're definitely put on the spot and stuff, so you kind of have to kind of basically look above all the heads and everything. So,
were you surprised that you won?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually. Yeah,
really?
I wanted it so bad. Well, I wanted all the go to all the concerts and everything. A lot of people forget about the music. So
yeah.
That's really what it's about.
Yeah.
So it's not about spending time with us.
No,
it's about getting free tickets to all the K-Rock concerts.
No, it is.
I'd say that's a fair answer.
Great. Okay, you can go. Thanks so much.
What has it been like for the last year being Miss Double December 2009?
Oh, man, just going to everything, all the concerts. I got to interview AFI on the radio, which was honestly, like, I want to thank you guys so much for allowing me to do that. And then just the comedy shows, getting to see all the comedians. And
that was fun back in April.
Yeah, it was. And the singles parties.
Yep,
the singles parties, those were a lot of fun too. So it's really been a great, great year.
Now, are you going to be one of these Miss Double Decembers that we never hear from after your crown is lifted off? Or are you going to be one like Yasmin, for instance, who's going to continue to have sex with one of us? Which kind of Miss Double D are you going to be?
Probably like Yasmin. No, I'm just kidding. No.
You only have those two choices. That's it.
Never talk to us again or start giving it up to one of us.
No, I plan on being around for a while, so hopefully, I'll get invited to some other
Actually,
stuff.
Most of our ex-Double Decembers, they hang around and they come to shows.
Friends.
Yeah. It's a little group that you guys should all get together, have pillow fights, like that.
Now, have you met any of this year's contestants?
I met a few of them inside there. They all seem really nice, so it's good. It's a very good crew.
What do you think of the boobs?
Oh, nice too. Yeah.
Do they seem slutty? Do they seem slutty?
Actually,
and easy?
No. They're all pretty bundled up in there.
Well, one of them's a porn star. So come on. I mean, at least one of them seems slutty, right?
I know the weather deceives us, so everyone's all covered up.
Yeah, it'll warm up a bit here.
Yeah, we're gonna push back the bathing suit portion a little bit so we can get a little warmer. I think for the girls, to be kind.
Is it time to move this competition to July or something? Is it time to make a Miss You Like It in the Ass? Or just some way to move the competition to warmer weather for the girls.
That's a different competition.
I'd like to suggest just adding that.
Okay.
We'll do both.
But it's still cold for the girls, though, if we do that.
Cold for the girls works for us, kind of, right?
Ralph, you're not only the master of ceremonies for the what's going on here today, but you're an expert
for whatever this is, for this thing that we're doing here.
You're an expert in the world of boobs. How do you describe the range of breasts that we have to choose from this year?
We have massive and natural.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got massive and fake. We run the gamut. We run the gamut from fake to real.
But everything's huge. There's not a lot of differentiation there.
Well, it is Miss Double December, It's not Miss April.
No one's cheating, I'll tell you that.
No one's cheating.
Nope.
Yeah. They're all large. They're all well-endowed girls. But more importantly, I think we found out the past week that they're all very pleasant. They've got good personalities. And we've got a wide range of talents as well that we'll be taking a look at when we kick off the competition in just a few moments.
Now, when we do that, we're going to start with what? The interview, the bathing suit?
No, talent. We're going to start with the talent competition.
Great. Okay.
First thing, we're going to bring out the girls. They've been showing us their talents all week long when they've been coming in the studios.
Say.
We've been putting the videos up on the website on kevinandbean.com. And so for the first time ever in front of a live audience, the girls will be coming out and demonstrating exactly what makes them so special when it comes to the talent portion of the competition.
And speaking of kevinandbean.com, you can watch every second of this right there.
Yes. We're streaming. Lightning, we're up. Yep. We're on. People
we're
are watching
on.
Around
People
the world
watching.
Right now. And you can still vote, too. The voting is still open. If there's a girl that you like, all of their pictures are up there, videos from their in-the-studio appearances this week, their questionnaires are answered. So if you've got somebody that you like, go ahead and feel free to vote. So we will officially, by the way, again, let's hear it for Cassandra, ladies and gentlemen, for coming down here.
She's the best. Miss Double December 2009.
Years worth of service. Thank you, Cassandra.
She has been awesome, and it's great to see you again.
Thank
so we'll
you.
Officially kick off the pageant when we return right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Someplace. It's the Miss Double December live pageant, and we're ready to begin. It is 24 minutes after 6.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, live in Fullerton at the Slide Bar. You can come on down if you want to see this in person or watch worldwide at kevinandbean.com. Ladies and gentlemen, on the stage, Ralph Garman in a tuxedo, ready to meet the girls.
Thank you, everyone. We're not going to begin the talent portion of the Miss Double December pageant. Please welcome our first contestant, the lovely Miss Brianna. Brianna, please make your way to the stage. Thank you, Brianna.
Brianna.
My goodness.
Brianna, how are you feeling?
I'm freezing, but I'm really excited.
We can tell both.
It's not cold enough. Now, Brianna, what is your talent for those of you, for those of the folks in the audience who haven't heard you on the air?
Well, I can tell you on the spot what number every letter is in the alphabet and vice versa.
So every letter in the alphabet has a corresponding number and you know exactly what they are.
Yes, I do.
All right. Here we go. You ready? 69. K.
11. 11 is right. That's right.
You give that to her. Hey,
well, if you want her mic, yeah, if you want people to hear her.
19.
S.
Yeah. Correct. S is 19. 22.
V.
Yeah. V is 22.
I don't think anyone's ever applauded somebody with this talent before.
you want to give it a try?
Sure. 1.
A.
All right, good. How did she do it? Come on.
That was the one Kevin couldn't get.
That's impressive.
Brianna, thank you so much for showing us your talent.
That's Brianna.
Talents.
Continue to vote if you'd like to at kevinandme.com. Have you seen the talents? So later, Ralph, there will also be evening gown competition and swimsuit competition.
That's right. We'll be doing the interview, and we'll also be doing swimsuit. And you can keep voting this morning up until 9 o'clock, so keep that in mind as well. Let's bring Danielle to the stage, everybody. Danielle is our next contestant. Oh, sweet God in heaven.
That can't be real. All right.
Hi, Danielle.
And we have a winner. What? Danielle, could you bend over for 1 second, please?
Oh, would you stop it?
I dropped things.
Pay no attention to him.
I dropped things.
Danielle, now what is your talent for the competition?
I can get out of handcuffs.
She can get out of handcuffs.
We can handcuff Danielle behind her back, and she will get out of the handcuffs. Now, if you'll allow me to do the honors, I will handcuff you.
We saw her do this in the studio earlier in the week, and it was very impressive. It was something she clearly had a lot of practice at. Danielle also told us on the air that she discovered this talent when she was actually in a police car, potentially under arrest.
And then they didn't.
All right, Danielle is securely handcuffed. Oh, Jesus. Danielle is securely handcuffed behind her back. Danielle, do your stuff.
She almost put your eye out when she turned around with those, Ralph.
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
We discovered that she is triple jointed. I mean, she basically can move her arms all the way over her head.
There you go.
Wow. Everything she has is double jointed. Everything.
That is unbelievable.
I think one is enough.
That's good enough. She's out.
Thank you, Danielle.
Again, kevinandme.com if you'd like to watch.
Please welcome to the stage our next contestant, Teresa.
This is the greatest event in the history of radio.
Good morning, Teresa.
I'm cold.
Yes, you are.
We know you are. Don't worry, we'll get you into a swimsuit soon. You'll warm up. Now, Teresa, you also maybe be known to some of our audience members by another name, by your professional name, right?
Yes.
Sarah Stone, that's right. For any of you fans out there, or those of you who spent the past 3 days on the internet like I have.
Research, doing research.
What's that?
Doing research.
Doing research,
yeah,
yes.
Of course.
Now, Teresa, what is your talent that you're going to demonstrate this morning?
I can stick my fist in my mouth.
Amongst other things, Teresa can stick her fist in her mouth. Teresa, show everyone what you can do. There you go.
Wow.
That was her fist and that was her mouth. Thank you, Teresa. Thank
Nicely
you very
done.
Much.
That forces the imagination to run wild. There's no way around that.
Next up on the stage, please welcome Sarah M.
Sarah M.
We have a couple Sarahs in the competition. There she is.
Oh, my.
Good morning, Sarah.
Hi.
Are you excited to be here today?
I'm excited to be standing next to you.
Oh, you're very sweet. What is your talent that you're going to demonstrate this morning?
I'm doing a cartwheel in a dress.
A cartwheel in a dress.
A cartwheel. Crowd pleaser, right there.
Now, I have to ask for anyone who may be underage in the audience, are you wearing underwear?
Two pairs
of underwear.
Two pair.
Well, the stage is yours. Feel free to do your cartwheel.
Well, now, why would guys be videotaping this? What's going on here?
I'm taking pictures.
All right.
Hey, this was the lucky side on that one. This was the lucky side of the audience.
Hey, Ralph.
Thank you, Sarah.
I'm sorry, I didn't see.
You didn't see that? Could you do one? Could you do one this way?
I apologize.
Could you do one this way?
I apologize, but I didn't look at it.
You couldn't do that?
Can't do it? No.
Don't fall.
One more.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Woo!
I appreciate that.
Hey, Ralph, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. Now, why isn't she on the Olympic gymnastics team? Why do we have those beasts representing our country when she lives?
Such a thorough haircut, too.
And this is the last competitor in this particular first section of the talent competition. We're going to take a short break and come back with the rest of the girls. But please welcome Stacy to the stage right now. Stacy. The lovely Stacy, how you doing?
Freezing my ass off.
Yes.
I know, but it's good. It keeps you awake in the morning. Now, what is your talent that you're going to be demonstrating this morning?
I am going to be hula hooping while taking a shot.
She's going to hula hoop and take a shot. Speaking of shots, where's my drink?
Right there, sir. Right there, sir.
Thank you so much. Okay. All right, Stacy, the stage is yours.
Sure.
Will he hold your shot, please?
Hula hold your shot.
While taking a shot.
Ralph.
Stay on that side? Oh, okay. Fair enough. You're right-handed. Okay.
Hundreds of people now watching.
She is hula hooping. We're going to add the shot. She's drinking the shot. She has completed a very difficult task.
That's two very different things.
It made
me
thirsty. Thank you so much, Stacy. Cheers.
Come on with that.
That
is part one of our talent competition.
I'm very, very impressed. We'll take a quick break and come back with more. We're live in Fullerton, California at the Slide Bar. It's Miss Double December 2010 pageant. We'll be right back on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Boy, the people really love that song. World famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 6:38.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Today is Miss Double December 2010, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, let's hear it for DJ Omar Khan. Yeah! Let's hear it for the United States Marine Corps.
Yeah!
Here for Toys for Tatas. And we're at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. By the way, there's food. I just saw that there's food, guys.
Oh, yeah, we got breakfast
going. Yeah, breakfast on the way. Ralph Garman on the stage in the tux. Ladies and gentlemen, where are we in the pageant here, Ralph?
It is round two of the talent competition here at the Double December.
Need another shot?
That Irish whiskey hits you quick in the morning, doesn't it? Let's bring out our next contestant. She is contestant number 6. Please welcome Melissa.
Melissa.
Well, she's
good morning,
wow,
Melissa.
Heavy.
Now, Melissa, what is your competition talent going to be this morning?
Let's see. I was a gymnast, so do you guys want to see a handstand and maybe a backhand spring?
Yes.
Yes and yes.
Okay.
Now, the handstand with the splits, right?
I was going to say, now, when you were in at the studio, you did a handstand and then you did the split.
Yeah, I'm going to throw a back handspring into it this time, though.
All right.
Back handspring. Well, do you have enough room up here? All right, you're going to take your shoes off, and then we're going to see Melissa give you a handstand, a back spring, and the splits, all in the same combination.
And I know that people here are wondering how it's possible she was a gymnast. She explained on the air with us this week, those came after her competition days.
Yes, when she retired,
when
she added her boobs.
Right.
Moving
right,
Ralph out of the way, all right.
We're ready.
Never been there.
New encouragement for Melissa. Here she goes. She is entering into the handstand. She is in the splits.
Oh. That is unbelievable.
She is rotating the splits.
I see it too. Don't say it.
Wow!
Nice recovery.
You want to pull that up a little bit. Just a touch. There you go, darling.
That was a phenomenal landing.
She stuck the landing all right.
She did.
Well done. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you so much.
And very much in love. Very much in love.
Why don't you do the split? Suddenly I'm starving. I'm ravenous. I don't know why.
These are the greatest humans that have ever been produced on Earth, Ralph.
All right, who's our next contestant?
I want Ralph's job.
I want my job.
I want a fish taco.
What?
He's just...
What?
There's a fish taco truck here, that's all.
It arrived.
Let's welcome to the stage our next competitor, Sarah C., everybody. Sarah, welcome to the stage. Wow. Lovely, Sarah. How you doing, Sarah?
I'm doing good.
Now, Sarah, what is your talent competition going to be this morning?
Booby bouncing jump rope.
Sarah will be doing the booby bouncing jump rope. You have enough room here to jump the rope?
It's really booby bouncing and then just whatever. Doesn't matter.
It just doesn't quit, this competition. Just when you think it's as good as it can get, something else comes along that's just as good.
The stage is yours, Sarah.
Rearranging.
She's got the jump rope. Got the boobs. She is jumping and they are bouncing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Oh my goodness. There we go.
Wow.
Well done, Sarah. Thank you so much.
Lisa May, have you ever been prouder to be part of this program?
Oh, I'm telling my parents to watch. Let me tell you, this is a red letter day.
Next up to the stage, please welcome everyone, competitor number 8, Allison. Allison making her way to the stage,
brings her own keg, which is very important.
Ralph, did you notice that there's a guy in the stands who's holding up his own card number system?
It's like the Olympics. He has numbers and he is voting with his cards. Good morning, Allison. What are you going to do for us this morning? It looks very elaborate.
I'm going to hula hoop. I'm going to lift it up. All right, he's going to pass to me. I'm going to lift it 10 times, and then I'm going to go down to my knees and lift it 10 more times and come back up.
It's quite a workout.
So Psycho Mike has a beer keg, and he'll be handing to you when you start hula hooping. Whenever you're ready. There she goes. She is hula hooping. Psycho Mike is handing her the beer keg. Higher, higher. There we go. She is going to bench that 10 times. 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10. Now she's going to work her way to her knees.
Well, this certainly explains the abs.
While hula hooping. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. She has done it.
Back up while still
hula
hooping.
And back up while still hula hooping. Allison, that was remarkable. Thank you so much.
I'm going to tell you, if you gave me a year to learn how to do that, I would never get it.
Nobel Peace Prize, that's all I'm saying. Nobel Peace Prize.
I don't think they have a hula hooping prize yet. And our final competitor in this, the first portion of the competition, the talent competition, please welcome to the stage, Jessica. Jessica, looking lovely this morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Now, for those in the audience who weren't listening when you came onto the show, can you explain to them what your talent is?
I'm tall, so I have big feet, so I'm going to drink a glass of wine with my feet.
Yeah! And your feet are very useful. You can do almost anything with your feet, right?
I can do anything. I change the remote with them at home.
Wow.
You know what big feet means.
Big shoes. All right, we're ready when you are. Show us how you can drink a glass of wine with your feet.
I know of a website that would pay you whatever you were asking for this talent.
Yes. Well, then you'd have to crush a gerbil afterwards.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Here she is. She has the wine in between her toes. She is raising her leg. She is drinking the wine with her feet.
Come on.
Very impressive. Thank you so much, Jessica.
Let's remind everybody, she's a nurse. Can you believe that?
Yeah. She
comes to your hospital room.
That's remarkable.
Not mine.
Well, there we have it. That's section one of the competition, the talent portion. Give a round of applause to all of the girls. They did a great job.
Kevin, I got to be honest. Seeing the girls in person for me, first time today, I think we have been inefficient at describing how beautiful these ladies are this year.
Yeah.
It is an unbelievable batch of contestants.
We're inefficient at explaining anything? Really?
If only there was some sort of website where we could post their photographs and people could look at them.
But in person, though, you have to admit, these girls
stunning. Pop.
They really do.
Absolutely stunning. And you know, the bathing suit competition is still yet to come.
Sure. That's right. And evening wear as well. We're very excited. Ladies and gentlemen, Ralph Garman on the stage. It's Miss Double December 2010 at the Fullerton and Slide Bar. A quick break. We'll come back. We've got the Showbiz Beat right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. And it is 6:53.
You are listening to the Kevin Aveen Show. Ralph, what's the rush to crown Miss Double December 2010 today? Can't we expand this competition, let it go on for a few more weeks?
Another week?
Yeah.
I'm thinking we should start in January Miss Double December for 2011.
I see.
And just have a year-long competition.
And then they're...
Have 365 competitors.
And then they win, they wear the crown for one day.
That's right.
I like it.
You're out.
All right. It's Friday on the Kevin Aveen Show. Ralph is here with another look at the show, Bisbee. What's going on?
I do want to give a heads up to any of our Southern California listeners that I will be doing a little show with Adam Carolla.
Get it on.
Coming up on Wednesday, December the 16th, we'll be doing his podcast in front of a live audience down at the Irvine Improv. It'll be me and Dr. Drew's going to be stopping by, and Matt and Petros.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic. Sports Radio will also be stopping by. The Dan Band, it's going to be a lot of fun. You can go to improv.com to buy tickets for that, or adamcarolla.com as well.
So. Is this the same Adam Carolla that was supposed to talk to us yesterday but couldn't because he didn't pay his cell phone bill?
That's the guy.
Okay.
All right, good.
The guy's literally a millionaire.
That's what I understand.
And his cell phone wasn't working because he didn't pay the bill.
Got shut off.
He is a dumbass millionaire.
He's driving around in a $300,000 car wondering why he can't make a cell phone call.
The only dumber rich guy, in my opinion, is Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Hey! Speaking of Tiger, he's just handing out money left and right, apparently, over this whole incident.
He's making it rain.
He's making it rain. Not in a good way. Apparently, he is offering $1 million to one of his mistresses, Rachel Uchitel, if she will keep quiet about their affair. Apparently, they're negotiating right now to give her $1 million in order to keep her quiet. That's a pretty good deal.
So this is reverse blackmail. It's basically him.
He's getting the jump on the blackmail.
He's going to them and saying,
before
I'll
she
pass.
Is, he's making an offer. It's like eBay. It's like best offer now. Before the bidding goes up any higher, he's trying to get in under the wire.
All right. So,
apparently his... Yeah.
That's Tiger right there. Yeah.
DJ Bean Khan right there. apparently, his wife, Elin, is also making a few dollars on the whole deal. According to People magazine, Tiger is giving her $5 million right away as sort of a nine. Oops, I'm sorry, present.
Oh.
And then $55 million more dollars if she sticks around for two more years before she divorces him.
Wow. Like
they're changing the prenup.
So Kobe got off light in retrospect.
Yeah.
Just buying a ring.
Wow.
Just buying a ring.
That's what's
going on with Tiger.
I'd like to marry Tiger. That deal.
You kind of wonder if in 5 years they're going to say, in retrospect, are you glad it happened or not? And just be like, it was a good thing.
Yeah, it was a good thing.
$55 million richer. Thank you so much.
You know what? I would have chosen that.
But guys, there are going to be more girls, though, right?
Of course.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. This isn't it.
Is Kobe Bryant officially the happiest guy about this whole scandal? Because no one even remembers anything that went on with him. You could see billboards of Kobe, and all these thoughts are completely erased because what was the cleanest, nicest athlete in the world is now sullied and dirty.
People are speculating that Tiger will bounce back from this like Kobe did if he wins a couple more Masters, a couple more tournaments, however, and builds his reputation back up. He'll be able to get over this as well.
Yeah. So,
he's got to get some bootleg tattoos like Kobe, too. Janky crowns and stuff.
Speaking of tattoos... Miley Cyrus appeared on the internet yesterday. Photos of her rose on the internet, and her apparently. She was wearing a bikini, and underneath her boobs, there was visible a tattoo. No one could really decipher what one was. Apparently, it was under her bikini line.
Oh, you mean
there.
So, like, just below?
Just below,
ribs, yeah.
The picture was tough to decipher. The artwork seems to be some sort of script. No. Word on exactly what is written there, but people are saying, she's not 18 years old.
Right. Her parents would
have must have signed off on it. So people are speculating once again about the parenting skills of Billy Ray and his wife, letting their little girl getting a tattoo already. But just one step closer to porn. That's all I care about.
And her brother, isn't her brother the one who's completely tatted?
Trace is covered, man.
Yeah.
So head to toe.
Miley's probably heading in that direction when she hits 18, in addition to her porn career.
Daily Variety has announced that Johnny Depp is in negotiations to star as Pancho Villa.
Yeah! Ay, ay, ay!
I like it.
In an upcoming movie biography about the Mexican revolutionary hero called Seven Friends of Pancho Villa and the Woman with Six Fingers.
That's the whole title?
That's the title of the movie.
Wow.
I knew a woman with six fingers once.
Yeah.
Very useful.
Yeah.
She had two of something else. It was also very useful.
Oh, is that the same girl?
It's a whole other story.
Wow, she was a freak show.
How can Dave the King of Mexico not be considered for the role of Pancho Villa, by the way?
That's true.
Exactly. I didn't know my mic was on, sorry.
I guess not. I guess I won't be doing
here's
that.
Here's what I like about Dave. He brings it.
Speaking of movies, it is Friday. We're not going to have time for a movie beat today, but I want to give you the heads up of what's going to be in theaters this week, and in case you wanted to catch a new movie, Armored, about an armored car heist with Matt Dillon and Jean Reno, is going to be in theaters. Brothers with Natalie Portman, Tobey Maguire, and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ooh.
Everybody's Fine, starring Robert De Niro, Drew Barrymore, Kate Beckinsale, and Sam Rockwell, also in theaters. Up in the Air, starring George Clooney, which I saw and is excellent. And Transylvania, which I haven't seen, but I can tell you blows. Just by the name Transylvania.
Yeah.
Because it's about vampires in college.
Yeah.
See? And
you,
they're
you know
crazy.
Kevin's going to have to go see it because he sees all vampire movies.
That's right. And especially ones that blow.
Yeah.
And I got a Gene Simmons story here.
Oh,
in the
really?
News.
Yeah.
And isn't Gene Simmons going to be stopping by the show later on
today? A little
today?
Later today, yeah.
That's what I understood.
Yeah,
we're going to have a special guest appearance by Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Apparently, Gene Simmons, well, you know, he's bedded hundreds of thousands of women
legendary.
Over the course of his career.
Yeah.
One of them was Katie Sagal from Married with Children.
Really?
That's
really?
Right. That's right.
In a recent interview, she said that when she was 18 years old and waiting tables, she waited on Gene Simmons, and they hit it off, and they dated for a while.
If you want to meet a superstar actor, waiting tables seems to be the way to do it.
That's the way to bag a celebrity.
All the Tigers women were that, right?
They actually were going at it for a while. He took her down to Casablanca Records, which famously, of course, was the label for Kiss.
Kiss was their first signing, yeah.
And negotiated a record deal for her. So
she
She is a singer.
She's had a couple records out.
She's done a couple records.
Very talented.
And he helped get her a record deal.
No kidding.
So sometimes it pays to be a whore.
Gene, do you even remember Katie Sagal from that long ago?
It was a long time ago. It was one of many women that I've bedded. But I do remember that. I was at a restaurant and she came up. She was my waitress.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I said, you know, I have this sausage here. It's much like a hot dog, but I don't have any buns. Could I have some? And next thing you know, I banged her. I banged Katie Sagal. I banged Steven Sagal.
What?
I did.
Really?
Yeah.
All the Sagals.
Through osmosis. It was amazing. By the way, you can buy a video of that at www.kissarmy.com.
Right.
Go ahead and check that out.
Thank you, Gene Simmons.
See, Dave, that's how you bring it, right there.
See, Dave?
He's
I don't know.
Dave's on Twitter.
I don't know.
Maybe they didn't see me.
What? What are you guys talking about now?
Nothing.
What's going on over here?
Go back to sleep, Dave. Today's celebrity birthday is Jeff Bridges, is 60 years old today. Chelsea Noble from Growing Pains, 45, as is Marissa Tomei, Oscar-winning actress. Remember in The Wrestler? She got all kinds of naked. And
she sure did.
She's been naked in a few movies.
She's 45 years old. She looks spectacular.
Yeah.
Fred Armisen from Saturday Night Live is 43. Jay-Z is 40. Tyra Banks celebrates her 36th birthday.
Ooh.
People don't like Tyra Banks.
No.
Seems like it, yeah.
Rightfully so.
Tyra Banks is a big fat whore. You're absolutely right, sir.
That's correct.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 9 minutes after 7 o'clock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We are live in Fullerton, California. Today at the Slide Bar, we are back for Miss Double December 2000. What? What are you laughing at?
Fullerton, California.
We have listeners in Nebraska, you remember.
Well, we're not there.
I'm just saying I want people to know where we are. It's Miss Double December 2010, 15 minutes away, ladies and gentlemen, on this stage, the swimsuit competition. Out here for the swimsuit competition. Right now, though, a little something special for the folks that are down here live in person for the pageant this morning.
Well, we had the girls come out and perform their talents
right.
for the Miss Double December pageant. So we thought we'd have a contest for Almost Acoustic Christmas tickets.
How about that?
And we'd have some of the people in the audience show off their talents. So we're going to bring up about five or so of our listeners and have them sing a song from one of the bands playing at the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas concert this week.
Okay, good. Excellent.
Or next week.
That sounds painful, is what it sounds
like. It sounds awful.
It does sound awful.
But after about 30 seconds or so, we'll stop them, and then we'll ask the audience that's gathered here who did the best job, and we'll give them the tickets for night two. How about
okay.
that?
All right.
That
like
sounds
it.
Fantastic. All right, let's do this real fast. So the audience is going to help us pick who wins the tickets for night number two of the Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 show, which is going to be a week from Saturday.
Let's bring Melissa up first. Come on out, Melissa.
All right.
Melissa.
Double C.
Double C.
Double C.
All right. Melissa, what song are you going to be singing?
Metric.
Metric. Metric.
How I'm Alive.
All right.
Oh, great
Go
song.
Go nuts.
Tough song to sing.
I tremble. How I'm Alive. My heart keeps beating like a hammer.
I believe we've heard enough. I think that's about all we did.
Probably enough, huh?
That's representative.
Probably enough.
Okay. Thank you, Melissa.
Oh,
Melissa.
Man. We're going to stand you right over here.
I feel like you have a good chance of winning, though.
Our next competitor is Hector. Hector, come on up.
Orale!
Hector!
Damn,
oh, Hector.
Damn,
you're
Hector.
Bad news already, I can tell.
I know.
What are you singing, Hector?
Supermassive Black Hole.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Why the hole gotta be black?
Let's hear it.
Ooh, baby, don't you know I suffer?
Yeah. Oh,
come on. Ooh, baby, can you hear me now? You call me under false pretenses. How long before you let me go?
Boy,
I will never hear that song the same way again.
That falsetto, not easy to do.
No.
He's very
next
well
up
done.
Is Mark. Let's bring Mark up on stage.
Just joining us, we're giving away tickets for the Almost Kissed Christmas 2009
Mark, what
show.
Are you going to do for the people?
I'm going to sing Rise Against Savior.
Rise Against, okay.
There
knock
we
it
go.
Out.
He's got the haircut for it.
It kills me not to know this, but I've all but just forgotten what the color of her eyes were, or scars, or how she got them as the telling signs of aging. Now I'll sing our tears dropping to the valleys of an aging face that this world has forgotten.
Well done, sir. So rough, put you right over here. Stand right over here.
It's a rough crowd, by the way.
Ralph, I hate to say this, but you've become Ryan Seacrest for just a minute now.
A little American Idol-y here.
This is Kevin and Bean Idol.
Let's bring Anna up on stage. Anna?
Anna?
She's going to sing?
Yeah, Anna.
Anna?
That's a tough one to follow.
Anna?
Yes,
it is. He did a good job. What are you going to sing?
Amber.
All right.
By 311. Okay. 3-11.
All right, go ahead.
Brainstorms took me away from the norm. I got to tell you something.
Woo!
This is Double D, not Double Booty.
All right,
there
thank
you
so
go.
Much.
All right, we got one more contestant.
Oddly better
right?
than Nick Hexum, though.
I think we have two more.
Two more. Okay.
Luke is next. Come on up, Luke. Luke, what are you going to sing?
Starlight.
All right, knock it out.
Starlight, I'll be chasing a starlight until the end of my life. I don't know if it's worth it anymore.
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
They're throwing things at him, though,
they're
in the
not,
audience.
They're not booing, they're saying Luke.
All right. Luke, I think these are yours.
Someone threw beads up on the stage for Luke. Very nice.
And lastly is Megan. Megan, come on up. Hi, Megan.
Hi, Megan.
Megan, what are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing, oh, my God, I just...
She forgot.
I forgot what you're going to sing.
Let's think for a second.
Is Megan Kevin's daughter?
How dare you. She's looking...
Checking her phone.
Time is running out. That's
time is running out.
Okay. I'm thinking time is running out. That's
all right, do it. Knock it out.
I think I'm drowning, asphyxiating. I want to break the spell.
Come on.
Something beautiful, a contradiction.
All right, that's...
All right, for your own safety, we better
you were better off when you forgot, but thank you, Megan. All right.
Let's have everybody line up here in a single file. Line up here.
The problem
single
is,
file.
If they're not Miss Double D's, this crowd does not want to see it.
Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to raise my hand over the head of each of our competitors.
All right.
Whoever gets the best ovation, you guys will judge, will be the winner of the tickets. Okay?
Okay, very good.
Here we go, right here.
Applause. All right, no all tickets. Right. Applause.
Better.
Okay.
Wow. Hector's a fave.
Our favorite, yeah.
Gone.
All right.
Hector!
I think it's obvious who the winner is.
Hector.
Right, that was beautiful.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, for folks, congratulations. We'll see it along with Muse at night number 2 of the Almost Acoustic Christmas Show. And for folks who aren't here at the Slide Bar, we got another chance for you to win them later this hour. When you hear Muse singing Starlight on the radio, just be caller 20 and you'll win those tickets. The, how about the swimsuit competition for Miss Double December 2010? How about that? How about that? Right on this stage, you can watch it live on the internet at kevinandbean.com, and it happens right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, how about that? It's the world famous K-Rock 106.7, KROQ at 24 minutes after 7 o'clock.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, Miss Double December 2010 at the beautiful Slide Bar in Fullerton. We are delighted to be back here again. By the way, in case you're wondering, Matt Money Smith right here from the Petros and Money Show has joined us. Of course, you know Callie, our traffic reporter. Dave, the King of Mexico, Dave. On the end there. I'm Bean. This is Kevin. And the United States Marine Corps is here, ladies and gentlemen, right? Collecting new unwrapped toys for their Toys for Tots. Ralph, let me tell you a story about the U.S. Marine Corps. Kevin Please and I were it. Out talking to a couple of guys a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
So I says, you got to get nervous when the president goes on TV saying he's sending a bunch of new guys to Afghanistan, right? And he's like, hell, we signed up for it. I said, what? He said, yeah, all three of us, the three guys we were talking to, all three of them have gone down to Pendleton, put their name on the list to go as soon as they can.
Volunteered.
Yeah. Volunteered. And I said, what's wrong with you? And he said, that's what we do, man. That's why we're here.
They get the bad guys. That's what they do.
That's so, the difference between them and losers like us.
Yes, no kidding. Right. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. United States Marine Corps being here today with Toys for Tots.
Well, as a little bit of a thank you to the Marines who did come out here today. And once again, we are asking you to bring an unwrapped brand new toy for the Toys for Tots program. We are having the Marines escort the girls up onto the stage as we start the bathing suit portion of our competition.
You might want to check this out on video at kevinandbean.com. You can watch it.
Please welcome our first competitor, the lovely Brianna.
Yeah.
We asked her who she would want to be stranded on an island with. She says Brianna.
We'll take a walk down and back.
That is a girl in a swimsuit.
She would strip to Beethoven.
She is beautiful.
By the way. Beethoven.
All right.
Thank you, Brianna. Thank you so much.
Petros, what do you think of that?
Those are beautiful shoes.
They are, yes.
I mean, just a great pair of shoes right there.
What's up, P?
Oh, we don't have P's mic on. We need P's mic on, too. All right, who's next, Ralph?
Next up is the lovely Danielle. You saw her escape from handcuffs. There she is.
She's going to escape from that
bathing
suit.
Take a walk. She is freezing cold, but she's a trooper. Woo! Thank you, darling.
I would not think that fabric could hold those in. That's a remarkable feat of engineering going on right there.
You know her as Teresa or maybe as Sarah Stone. Here she is, the lovely Teresa.
A girl in a bikini and glasses. That's a
you
great
look.
You want
to do a walk down the stage for us?
You know what's weird? All the people here are girls.
All the audience. Isn't that weird? Oh, wait, no.
There's not one.
Wearing her glasses. How cute is she?
Adorable. Very nice. Adorable.
I'd say distinguished.
The hottest librarian ever.
Very distinguished.
Oh, man.
Next up is Sarah M.
Sarah
Please
M.
welcome Sarah M. up onto the stage.
Swimsuit That's competition.
We're going to do one of the walks for us down the... Look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
Petros, you going to be all right?
Yeah, you know, it's a little early.
You got here just in time.
I knew she was going to rip that off.
It's like a Judy Garland porno, that bathing suit.
It's not much of a bathing suit.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you very much.
You're right.
I get the feeling she's done this before.
Yeah, she's very good at it.
And the last competitor for this first portion of the swimsuit competition, Stacy. Welcome up on the stage, Stacy, everybody.
Stacy.
Hello, Stacy.
All right.
She looks
happy.
A little walk down the stage, Stacy.
Oh, see, that's my type of woman right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. These others aren't. Really?
Thank you, Stacy.
Is it the tattoo? Nice. Is it the two birds hovering over a compass?
The hummingbirds. I love hummingbirds.
See,
they remind me of my passed away relative.
You got married.
The compass
about...
always points in the right direction.
Passed away relative. You got married about 2 months too early, P. You should have waited for this event before you made your final decision.
That's the first round of competitors in our bathing suit competition.
Wait,
we're going to take a break, and then we're going to bring out the other girl.
No!
There's more?
No, the listening audience is going to take a break.
You don't
want
to get cramped.
We're not.
Oh,
all right. More from... the Slide Bar in Fullerton. It's Miss Double December 2010. The pageant is on the air. You can watch it worldwide at kevinandbean.com. We'll return right after this.
God
on the Kevin
help
and
us
show.
All.
22. 106.7. K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 7:37. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. The show is live and on the road today with our friends Petros and Money from their nationally syndicated sports show.
Uh-huh.
On the Dias.
Yeah.
We call them our judges. We don't need judges, but they're friends, and they want to be here, so cool.
We are halfway through the swimsuit portion of the competition. Ralph Garman and the Tux on the stage is going to introduce us to four more beautiful ladies here in a moment. But first, before we bring them out, how about one of our all-time favorite Miss Double Decembers? She wore the crown in 2005, ladies and gentlemen. Yasmeen has joined us up here. Hey, Yas.
Hi.
Hi, Yasmeen.
How are
you, sweetie? You've aged so gracefully, Yasmeen.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
It's only been 5 years, buddy. Oh, yeah. So tell me about what it's like today here at the Miss Double December 2010 pageant versus the year that you won.
Well,
I didn't have a pageant my year, so
wow.
I am just blown away. I didn't think it was going to be this big. I didn't get to go to the first two, so I had no idea what I was getting into.
It's a very popular live event, this pageant.
Yes, it is amazing. There are so many people here. Yeah.
How did we used to pick Miss Double D if we didn't have a pageant? What did we do back in the
dark
days?
I think it was you submitted a picture, a radio interview.
And we brought you in. Yeah. And
I didn't get to go in the studio.
It's just a craps game. They all rolled the dice in the corner.
How stupid are we? She didn't even come into the studio.
No, I think it was just online voting.
What kind of morons are we?
We're slow.
Wasn't that before the internet?
What idiots.
I don't know. That's just so weird. All right. What do you remember about your time as Miss Double December?
I was really drunk at all the events.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. Pretty much par for the course.
Event, yeah.
And how drunk do you have to be now to actually date the King of Mexico?
Not drunk at all.
Really?
That's right.
No.
That's Dave's girl.
That's Dave's girlfriend.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know.
God,
help
me. I thought that was a roll me in rubbing alcohol. Good God, Dave.
I figured it was a rhetorical question. What do you remember most about your time?
It is. Yeah. It's so shocking when you see them together in person. It's as if this can't be happening.
I just high-five Dave. I feel like such a frat boy.
Exactly. You have to, though.
All right. Last question before we bring the girls back out in bikinis. Yes, you had a comment about the size of the Double D's this year.
The competition is huge this year. My year, I don't remember boobs this big. And today is the perfect day for it to be cold because I keep going back there pretending like I have to get stuff from the back room, but I'm just looking at boobs.
You're just looking at boobs, yeah.
And a lot of them are natural, so it's amazing.
Yeah, that's just evolution.
Right?
The boobs are bigger.
Exactly.
It is a fantastic crowd. Well, we're delighted you're able to join us here today. Let's hear it for Yasmin, Miss Double December 2005. Of course, Cassandra, Miss Double December 2009, is also here, and she will be transferring the crown later on as the new champion is crowned. Is that right, Ralph?
Absolutely.
All right. What's next now?
Keep in mind, you can keep voting up until 9 o'clock this morning. We'll be tabulating the votes after 9 o'clock. And also, you can go to kevinandbean.com if you want to see all of the competition for the rest of the morning as well. So come on and join us, because the visuals, trust me, are a little better than just hearing it on the radio.
Yeah, just a little.
That's just me.
Just a smidge.
Let's welcome our next competitor in the bathing suit portion of our competition. Look at all the cameras get raised up as I say that. Did you notice it?
Weren't interested in anything we had to say.
My camera.
God, I feel like Efron.
You're not. Welcome to the stage, Melissa, everybody. You saw her do the cartwheels and the splits.
Oh, no.
Can she do that now?
Come on.
On the stage.
It doesn't seem real, does it?
It's, oh, man.
It is astonishing. It really is.
It just couldn't be lovelier.
It does defy the laws of physics.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right.
She must have shaved this morning.
Our next competitor.
And again 5 minutes ago.
The lovely Sarah C., everybody. Welcome Sarah to our stage. She's escorted by one of our Marines.
Yeah.
Sarah, do you want to do a little walk down the runway?
Oh, I like her style.
Sarah is, we met her this week,
she just made out
with a girl in the audience. What's this about?
Sarah is making out with a few girls at the end of the stage.
What's happening now? Sarah told us that she loves Megan Fox, and you can see why.
Wait, Sarah, hold on a second. Do you know those girls?
Those are my girlfriends.
Your girlfriends. Well, if we had known you did that, that would have been the talent part of your competition.
By the way,
thank you for coming up here, Sarah.
Game over. Right?
That's pretty impressive.
Does she have a gun tattoo?
She sure does. She does. That's a six shooter right there.
Yep, she's got a gun.
Right hip.
Next up is Allison, everybody. Allison with a holiday themed costume.
Look at that, with a little Santa hat.
Lovely. I'm going to do a little walk down the runway for us.
That's the Christmas spirit right there.
Every girl that comes out, you think, I'll never forget her. And then the next one comes out, you don't even remember the last one. It's unbelievable.
You're absolutely right about that.
Ho, ho, ho. That's all I got
to
say.
Indeed. Although you don't have to call her names, Ralph.
Thank you so much, Allison.
Please let there be more.
We have one more.
Okay. Oh, all right.
The final competitor in the bathing suit portion of the competition. Welcome to the stage, Jessica, everyone. Jessica. Our tall drink of water who can drink a drink of water with her feet.
Oh, is that the one with the feet like snowboards?
Yes. There she is.
Oh, yeah.
Do a little walk down the runway for us.
Look at those abs. This is Victoria's Secret time right now.
Man, those legs go on forever.
They sure do.
They really do.
Guys, she's a nurse.
Yeah, she's a nurse.
She's a nurse.
Jessica, thank you so much.
I want the swine flu so I can go to that hospital.
Does she do an in-and-out catheter?
And thanks to all our Marines for the horrible duty they had to have for escorting the girls up on the stage.
I'm sorry. I don't care what they say. This is better than Afghanistan. All right. So we have seen the talent portion of the competition. We have seen the swimsuit portion of the competition. We're going to take a break for Showbiz Beat, right, Ralph? And then we come back, and what happens?
When we come back, we are going to get to know the girls a little bit better. We're going to interview each of them, give them a special question we've written for them.
Okay.
Get a little bit inside their minds and learn a little bit about their personalities, as if that matters.
That's what I've been waiting for.
I wanted to make sure
I got here in time for that portion. Thank goodness.
You thought you had your mind made up, and then you thought, well, I don't really know the girls well enough yet.
Matt brought his Palm Pilot to take notes on the interview portion.
He takes this very seriously, being a judge. All right, we'll return. Don't forget, you can watch the festivities, which is so much better than listening today, at KevinandBean.com. We are streaming worldwide on the internet. We'll return right after this on The Kevin and Bean Show.
106.7. K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 7:52.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show Friday morning live at the Slide Bar in Fulton for the Miss Double December 2010 pageant. The girls will be back out here for the interview portion of the pageant in just a few minutes. It's quite the sausage fest here today, Ralph Garman.
There is a lot of dudes
here. There are not very many girls in the audience.
No. But the girls that are in the audience, there's some hotties, especially on this side.
Yes.
Some very attractive young ladies.
Yep. Definitely some hotties here,
who I think may also like to dabble.
Well, I hope that they're checking out
what I mean.
I hope they're checking out the procedure because they're thinking about entering next year.
No, I think they're checking out the girls because they're thinking about entering them later.
I see what you said. Okay. I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
All right. All right. We'll get back to the pageant in a moment. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
You know, usually when I do this segment, I find it meaningless and tawdry.
Right.
Never more so than today.
Well,
no one could care less about showbiz news than they could on Miss Double December Day.
True. It is a time waster.
Shut up, Tux Boy, and get on with the boobs.
You're a speed bump today to the pageant.
It's pretty much the sense I get. So I will do my best to move along.
A lot of heckling going on today.
It's an angry crowd. I don't know why they're so angry.
They're so happy. Every time the girls are on stage, and then we take them off, and they just get
We're
violent.
Bringing them alcohol and boobs. What more do they want from us?
And there's free breakfast, you guys.
Nonstop boobs.
I know why they're so sad. I know why they're upset.
Why?
The guy who wrote the theme for Scooby-Doo died.
Oh, yeah.
That put everybody in a bad mood, I think.
We're all down here acting like we're having a good time, but that's rough.
His name is Aaron Schroeder. He wrote many of Elvis Presley's hits, oddly enough.
Didn't know that.
But he's best known for writing the theme to Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
All right.
Yeah.
Sad to lose him.
Sure is.
Because I bet he'd done a lot of really important stuff lately.
Yeah. Them Crooked Vultures.
Yes.
New band, super band, starring Josh Homme, of course, Dave Grohl, John Paul Jones of Led Zeppelin. Almost didn't happen. Did you know why?
No.
Apparently, just 3 days into recording the band's album, Josh got busted, thrown into jail.
I did not know that.
Yeah. He thought it was over. He thought they were going to toss him out. But apparently said he was pleased when he found out that Dave and John Paul Jones didn't really care. They waited for him to get out on bail, and then they went back to recording the debut album.
What was the...
He won't say, oddly enough, why he went to jail.
Interesting.
This is from rocking too hard?
Yes. It was a count of felony rocking, is what it was, Kevin.
You know, I don't know. I'm just guessing.
You tremendous butthole.
It must be so weird for a guy who's in Queens of the Stone Age and a guy who's in Foo Fighters to be in a band with a guy who's in a way bigger band than even they are.
Yeah.
I mean, they think they've seen rock stardom. It's
Led
nothing
Zeppelin.
Compared to what freaking Led Zeppelin went through
Led
back
Zeppelin.
In the day. Yeah.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner, the more I hear about this couple, the more I like them.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're taking their daughter Violet, you know, their adorable little 4-year-old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're enrolling her in public school.
Oh, all right.
Near where they live in Brentwood, California, because they don't want her to become a spoiled Hollywood brat.
That's great.
So rather than put her in private school and get her tutors and whatnot, they're just going to enroll her in the school near their house, just like another person.
Will she have trouble being Violet Affleck in the public school, or do you think...
Not at four.
Yeah, that's true. Because those people wouldn't know who her parents are.
Yeah, they don't care. But I think it's pretty cool of them to do.
Yeah, that is cool.
And apparently Sylvester Stallone just isn't, you know, Rambo and Rocky.
Yeah.
Apparently he's got a very popular artist career as well, a painter.
He's a painter?
He's a painter.
Really?
Steve Wynn, you know, the guy who owns all those hotels in Las Vegas, the Encore and the Wynn, of course, just bought one of his paintings for $40,000.
What?
Wow.
Apparently his art career is taking off.
What can he paint?
Guns.
Is that it?
And boxing gloves.
I've seen his painting.
And?
He's okay, but let's remember, Steve Wynn is legally blind.
Yeah, well, that's true.
What looks good to him may not look good to the rest of us.
And Salma Hayek says that parenting is all about educating.
Hey, I'm with him on that.
Yeah, we should get Salma into the competition next year, yes. Maybe, see if she's interested. She said parenting is all about educating, so she took her 2-year-old Valentina, the name of her daughter, to the pyramids in Egypt and said she loved it.
I'm sorry, two?
Oh, yeah,
she's
Lisa.
2 years old?
Oh, okay. The 2-year-olds can't get enough of structures built by Jewish slaves. Oh, they can't get enough of it. They love it. Nothing a 2-year-old loves better than sand in her ass crack.
And heat.
Looking at old buildings shaped like a cat with a face and stuff.
She already forgot about that.
Yeah. That's right, she did.
Yeah. Sama said she loved the pyramids.
Okay.
Yeah, you're kidding yourself, Sama.
She may have loved a toy they gave her on the airplane on the way over. That may be what she loved.
Yeah. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? One of my favorite actors of all time, Jeff Bridges. The dude.
The dude.
And the Big Lebowski. What? What are you giving to Omar the stink eye for?
Keep going.
Omar's drunk already. Look
I
at
know
him.
He is. 2 hours ago, I said to Omar, hey, it's the Hova's birthday today. When Ralph gets to that, how about a little Jay-Z on the turntables, right? We're set, right? He's like, all right, I'll take care of that for you. Last hour, he's like, I forgot. So I'm looking over to see if we got a shot at it this year.
It's Jay-Z's birthday. He's 40 years old today.
All right. That was.
Wow.
Look. All right, next hour, you got one more chance.
Chelsea Noble, who was Kirk Cameron's girlfriend on Growing Pains and then became his real-life wife. She's very hot. She's 45 years old. Marissa Tomei is 45 years old today as well. Fred Armisen from Saturday Night Live is 43. And Tyra Banks celebrates her 36th birthday.
Yeah.
They're getting uglier and uglier with Tyra Banks.
They are.
She's lucky she's not here today.
She's getting uglier and uglier as well.
That's true. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock. This is KROQ. It is 5 minutes after 8 o'clock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show live from the Slide Bar, Fullerton, California. We are doing the Miss Double December 2010 pageant. Ralph, I'm deaf in one ear now from sitting next to Petros Papadakis.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, Bean was just telling me what a miracle it is that I'm a broadcaster.
It's
really
true,
nice
though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, really? No, it's really cool. I felt great about
isn't
it.
Isn't that true of all of us?
But really? I mean, a guy with limited intellect and a speech impediment, they put him on the radio and television. Come on.
Can you imagine?
Coming from a guy in a dry fit Seahawks shirt.
Yeah. I had one of the great things.
That Petros used to be a DJ on the coast. Coming up next is Christmas Shoes. It was very strange for us when I used to listen.
I had a very surrealistic moment earlier when I saw Ralph coming out of a porta potty wearing a tuxedo.
I know. I saw that too. Anyway, Petros is here. Matt Money Smith, of course. That's Dave, the King of Mexico. Lisa May, Kevin Bean, producer Alex. We're all here. Ralph is the guy in the tux on the stage. We are ready for Miss Double December 2010. I think we're up to the interview portion of the pageant.
It's time to learn a little bit more about our competitors today. So I'll be asking each of them a question that was designed especially for them to see how they think and a little bit about their personality. Let's bring Brianna out on stage. Brianna?
So watch this at kevinandbean.com. And you can still vote for almost another hour or so who your favorite is for Miss Double December 2010.
Oh, what a lovely outfit.
Beautiful, Brianna. Brianna, let me ask you a question. We know how Tiger Woods' wife handled it. But how would you treat your man if you found out that he was playing pitch and putt with a slutty little cocktail waitress? What would you do to your man if you found out he was cheating on you like Tiger Woods was with his wife?
Well, first of all, I don't think I would have gone after him with a golf club. I probably would have done something a little more subtle, classy. Maybe like...
Yeah.
Maybe like flash the tires or something.
That is classy.
That is much classier.
I wouldn't have gone after him or hurt him in any way.
You would not hurt your man.
No, I would never hurt him.
That's good to know. For a lot of the guys out here would like to date you. You're not a violent girl.
Hey, ask if she'd stay with him. Ask if she'd stay with him.
Would you stay? Would you stay with a man who cheated on you like Tiger Woods did to his wife?
Well, I don't think I would marry a celebrity, first of all, because you're almost setting yourself up.
Right. So, good point.
Probably not.
What if he paid just $60 million to stay with him?
Thank you, Brianna. Thank you very much.
That's a given.
Well, I guess we're screwed. We're all celebrities here, you know.
Please.
Scratch her off the list.
Next up is Danielle. Danielle, come join us on the stage, won't you?
How does she stand?
Hello, Danielle.
Hi.
Hello, boys.
Girls. I don't know how that's working.
I need to let you decide how you want to check out. You decide how you're going to die. They're going to kill you.
Hey, all right.
You know, I didn't see that coming.
actually on the air, actually broadcasting.
Well, that's the best answer ever. What do you get? One?
If you have an answer, then maybe the people at home could actually hear.
Did you give a standing ovation to that?
I did.
Bone. All right, there you go, Danielle. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
A one-word answer to the question, but it was all we needed.
The monosyllabic Danielle.
Wow.
I figured she would think that. She defies
gravity.
In another direction.
She defies gravity. She's like a helicopter. There's no reason she should be able to stand.
Let's bring up Teresa. Teresa is next up on the stage.
Oh, I hope you're watching this at kevinandbean.com right now.
Now that is class.
Hi, Teresa.
Hello.
That's a sundress.
I feel like I'm at Sunday
Very pretty.
It
very
is pretty.
Yeah.
Take it easy. She's going to beat us
By the way, you have some big fans here. Petra's a big fan of Sarah Stone.
Absolutely.
So is
Very
Money.
Much so. I did some research this morning.
Yeah. A lot.
I wanted to make sure I was prepared for today.
Sure.
I did, too. I closed the door where the wife was sleeping. I crept into the other room.
That's a pretty fun.
Here's your question, Teresa. Every little girl imagines herself as a fairy tale princess. Which famous female fairy tale character are you most like, and why?
Snow White, because I like to have seven men around me all the time.
Yeah!
Wow!
Let's see, one, two, three.
That's a great answer. Thank you, Teresa. Thank you so much.
Great answer.
I think I saw Sarah Stone and Seven Dudes in one of those videos, if I'm not mistaken. Next up is Sarah M. Come to the stage, Sarah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that. Ralph, find out for me. Is that like a 12-inch waist? What's going on here? Seriously.
What's your waist measurement?
23.
23-inch waist.
Ladies, please learn from this.
Oh, stop it.
You know,
what?
I'm just stop
you. It. Possible, physically possible for every woman.
23 looks good, though. I'm just saying.
Coming from a 46-inch waist, maybe not so much from you.
Sarah, here's your question. Thanksgiving has just passed. We've got Christmas and New Year's coming up. But we could all still use some more days off. If you were to invent a brand new holiday, what would you call it, and how would we celebrate it?
A holiday to eat ice cream and bone all day.
And what would you call that special day where we ate ice cream and boned all day?
Ice cream day. Very good.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
Well done.
All right, Ralph, I think we need to take a break here. How many girls do we have left to come for the question?
We have five more girls to talk to.
Five more. Yes. All right. By the way, voting still open for about 45 more minutes. Who will be Miss Double December 2010? We'll find out coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin, K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 21 minutes after 8 o'clock.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show live at the Miss Double December 2010 pageant with our friends Petros and Money here. Ralph in a tuxedo on the stage at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. You guys remember when the girls were out there in their bikinis?
Yeah.
That was good.
I just remember the interview portion. That's awesome.
That was good, too.
You guys plumbed the depths of their soul.
You can watch it all at kevinandbean.com as well.
And you should. Yeah. We are halfway through the interview portion with our contestants. I think we met four ladies. Ralph, you're going to introduce us to five more. You've got specially prepared questions for each.
Next up is Stacy. Stacy, come join us on stage. You're tall. Stacy, if NASA chose you to live on the space station for a year, and they would let you take three personal items with you from home to make you feel more comfortable, what three things would you take with you into outer space?
A vibrator.
Right.
Sure.
Batteries, because I need the vibrator to
Good.
Work.
Good. Oh, it's going to be a year.
There you go. Yeah, smart. Thinking.
And lip gloss.
All right. In case you wanted to... Oh, never mind. That's not how you use a vibrator. That's all I'm saying.
It doubles as lube.
Okay.
All right. Stacy, thank you so much for joining us up on the stage.
Does everything have to be about sex?
Yes.
I was going to say NASA.
In a perfect world, yes.
Next up, please welcome Melissa on the stage. Melissa? Melissa's a little chilly.
Yes, she is.
Melissa's a little chilly.
Not sure how you can tell.
That scarf isn't keeping her warm at all.
Not a bit.
No. Melissa, here's your question. There are famous people that we're all sick and tired of. If you could murder one celebrity and get away with it, who would you choose and why? Besides Bean is not an option.
Hey, I can hear you, Ralph.
That's
a tough call. I would say Lindsay Lohan.
Wow, Lindsay Lohan.
Lilo.
Why?
I get that. She just can't get it right. Pick a boy or a girl. If you're going to do one, do one. And Samantha Ronson? Come on.
Yeah, really. That dude is ugly.
I like lipstick lesbians.
Did choose Samantha Ronson. That's true.
Oh, you need a hot girl. You need a hot girl.
All right.
Lindsay Lohan is dead. All Thank you so much. Thank you, Melissa.
I love that she needs to die because she picked an unattractive partner. I love that. Well, she was put on the spot. I mean, you got to come up with whatever.
Yeah. Sure. Next up is Sarah C. Welcome Sarah to the stage.
I guess if we have to.
Sarah, historically, men have been in control of things for a very long time with varying results. If women had always ruled the world, what would be the biggest difference today versus how the world actually is? What would be the biggest difference if women had always ruled the world?
The world would end.
Well, not bad.
Not what I would have thought. She's honest.
But at least she's honest.
Not a feminist.
All right. What one thing would you do? What would you change if you ruled the world? What one change would you make?
If I ruled the world...
Topless Fridays?
The world a nudist colony.
Yes.
Nudist colony. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Sarah.
Thank God for the glass ceiling.
Would you want to see all these people naked?
No. No, you're right. No.
And that's a horrifying
Some,
thought.
Yes.
Yeah, that guy especially. What?
What's that?
Some?
Huh? A couple more girls still to go with our interview portion of the competition. Allison is next on stage.
Allison.
Allison, come on up here.
That's, oh, yeah.
She's in leather.
Is that
leather?
A polo tie?
I've got a dress just like that. I'm glad I didn't wear it.
Oh, it's a rosary.
Allison, here's your question. Due to the huge success of New Moon, the Twilight movie. Hey, it's big. Everyone knows about shapeshifters turning into wolves, right? If you could choose one animal to turn into for a day, what animal would you choose and why? Not a beaver.
No, an animal.
What one animal
to.
Would he you said, choose and
said,
why?
He said change.
A lion.
You'd be a lioness. And why is that?
Because they rule the king animal kingdom.
Oh, that's they rule true. The animal right. kingdom. Man. Excellent.
True.
Thank right. you so much. Well I appreciate done. It, Allison.
Well done. I thought she was going to go with a meerkat, but I thought she was going to say a rabbit.
Yeah. Yeah. Jessica. Welcome, Jessica, to the stage.
Jessica. Woo! I have missed Jessica. Jessica is also cold.
You're chilly, too. Jessica, if the slide bar here in Fullerton, California, decided to make a special cocktail in your honor, a cocktail as intoxicating as your beauty, what special ingredients would be in a Jessica on the rocks?
Keep coming.
Shot of everything.
Shot of everything. Anything else?
That covers it all.
And cranberry juice.
And cranberry juice.
Kevin, anything else you put in that drink?
I can't think of it.
That sounds good to me.
She's got it covered.
Excellent answer. Thank you so much, Jessica.
Cranberry juice is good for infections.
Yeah.
That was a good answer.
Coward.
I think that was a good answer.
All right.
Helps
so,
regulate the kidneys.
So we've seen the talent portion of the competition.
We have.
We've seen all nine finalists in their bikinis.
We have.
We've had the interview portion.
We've learned a little bit more about them.
So. I don't remember much about the bikini part of it. The swimsuit. I mean, is there a way
to... Because you're a little brain damaged.
Maybe do it again?
No, we're running out of time.
Running out of time. I'm sorry.
So all that's left now is for the voting to continue for a few more minutes at KevinDeBean.com and then to be tabulated. And then within the next hour or so, we'll have a Miss Double December 2010.
That's right.
The voting does end in about 33 minutes.
All so. Right. So definitely you don't want to miss that. Come on back and you can watch it live online at KevinDeBean.com. We'll return. Our friends Matt and Petrus are here too. We'll talk to them right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show.
About sports.
Well, 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Don't forget, you are always listening for a song to win tickets for K-Rock's Almost Too Good for Christmas 2009. Between 9 and 10 o'clock this morning, we're going to play Prayer of the Refugee by Rise Against. You can win tickets and backstage passes if you hear that and you are the correct caller when you hear that. In the next hour here on the world-famous K-Rock, it is 8:35.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Where are the girls? Ralph, I miss the girls.
The girls will be back, Bean.
You promise?
They'll be back. We're going to crown Miss Double December in just a little while.
But my fear is when I don't see them that they're leaving.
They're not leaving.
Okay, they're coming back.
But we had to push them away because we have these two handsome gentlemen to talk to.
Boo!
Talk about really endearing us to the crowd.
Huh? We've got money in Petros to talk
what
to.
What a setup.
And you guys hate women and hate everyone that likes them, right?
Yeah, I don't trust women. They're awful.
Hey,
talk about playing to the crowd.
Exactly. Yeah. Money and Petros, of course, are the hosts of a nationally syndicated, very popular sports talk radio show. Ralph Garman was a guest on their very popular sports talk radio show a couple of days ago.
He got to see the show melt down.
We did
person.
A couple hours this week. I can't believe they're still on the air.
Really? Yeah.
Wow. What's it like?
It was spiraling radio death.
What's it like being on their Ralph's show fault. Versus being on our show, Ralph?
Their show's a party.
Is it?
It's like free-flowing cocktails and laughter and high-fiving and smiling and enjoying.
We do a lot of chest bumping. We're all on first team, all chest bumps.
And, our show is really more like a gulag.
It's just a lot of pointing and yelling at our show.
Could I summarize?
Yeah.
Our show...
Bean.
Their show.
No bean.
No bean.
All right. And a bottle of Glenlivet. That's really also the big thing.
We also had some cognac.
Since we've got you guys here who are premier sports authorities, we have to ask you about the hottest topic in the world, which I know you've discussed exhaustively on your program. But
the
seriously,
women's basketball game last night?
Seriously, what do you do if you're Tiger Woods right now? What do you do, guys?
You're galactically stupid.
Let's start with how stupid he is.
Yeah, he's got to be. I mean, I really think that he's the dumbest billionaire of all time.
Ever.
He has to be, because if you're a billionaire, you handle your business.
Right.
You have a fake phone. You have assistants flying these chicks around. You don't mess with cocktail waitresses. You know, you mess with professional hookers.
Or
like
if you do,
every other billionaire in the world.
If you're a billionaire and you do mess with a cocktail waitress and she's causing you trouble, you have her killed. That's what the good ones do.
I was going to buy her a house. No,
you have her killed. Because there have been billionaires forever, and they've been cheating on their wives forever, yeah. But you never hear about it because they have them killed.
But at the very least, don't you have an assistant call them and say, hey, you need to change your answering machine? You don't go, hi, it's Tiger Woods, golf
hey,
pro here.
Huge. Quickly.
You don't have anyone?
Huge. Do me a solid, sweetheart.
Huge. Thanks, Dan.
Huge. I like how dumb his mistress is that he has to explain exactly. Okay, I know how dumb she is, so I'm going to have to tell her to make sure it's just the number. Just
my wife was going through my phone, and she may be calling you, so you need to change your name.
Quickly. Huge. Do me a solid. Huge. All right, bro.
When the story broke, and in the days subsequent to that, I kept thinking, he should be taking a page out of the David Letterman playbook, and he should be handling
get
this.
Ahead of it.
Get up front. Admit whatever you need to admit. That's and you know, everything
say that's
going to come
hound,
out.
I'm a hound for the genitalia of the opposite sex.
Right.
I married a Swede. She doesn't understand sarcasm, as no Scandinavians do. I can't even talk to her. I'm sorry I had sex with a bunch of cocktail waitresses. I'm sorry I bimported this girl to Australia in the same hotel. I'm sorry. I'm going to try not to cheat on her anymore, even though she's a dumb Swede, and that's that.
But what's
and then we all forgive him, and it blows over by now.
Right, but what's going on with him basically putting himself under house arrest? I mean, he and his wife eventually are going to have to come out for groceries or something, right?
Because he's a little bitch.
Oh, money's thrown at...
Now with the internet, you never have to leave, Bean. You know that. I'm a living testament.
Money, your partner's throwing it down. He is not... You're not going to have Tiger on your show anytime soon. That's what I'm telling you.
No, who would have guessed? Who would have guessed that Tiger's not coming on? The problem with Tiger is ego. Ego, power. I control the world. Double middle fingers to everybody.
Right,
don't you tell me about cheating. Virtue, principle. I will not subscribe to tabloid journalism. That's what he's doing now.
All right, let me ask you guys this question, because I know in other sports, we tend to give our athletes a lot of leeway when they're playing baseball or basketball. How about the world of golf? What's the effect of this going to be on Tiger and how he's perceived in the golf community advertising community?
Think about going to a basketball game or a football game when the hecklers are screaming at the top of their lungs at, well, be it Kobe, you rapist! They're screaming that in New York. You can't hear it because there's noise everywhere. At a golf course, Tiger's going to be over
a
cheater. What the hell?
But won't Tiger's farts drown out any heckling happens when he's on the green?
The thing is about Tiger Woods is he's not a good guy. He's never been a good guy.
Really?
I have a testament to Tiger Woods being a bad guy way back in 1998. I got tackled on the sideline at Stanford University. I mean, tackled by some white guy, not Tiger Woods, some swole linebacker guy.
Right?
I tackled on the sideline, you know, for a loss of yard. Sure, and the guy might have hit me kind of hard, and the old P's kind of laying there with snot dripping out of my nose.
As you spent most of your career.
Yes. And Tiger Woods is standing over me with his stupid Stanford hat on, with his 30-inch punk-ass waist, pumping his fist like he's just going to get the green
jacket. I was about to break his ass off. He's a bad guy.
He might be a bad guy, but he's not a bad guy for that.
Yes, he is.
Okay,
he
no, is.
That's funny. Pump your fist that's over a football funny. Player.
Encapsulates his character, right?
You know what,
there.
Though? His public persona has, to me, just been perfectly clean
yeah.
above the
fact. Yeah,
I don't
the
know
truth
any
about
of
him,
that.
Though, but Kevin, the truth
but
about
I didn't
him
know
is
any about
he's
it.
The guy that mother F's everybody that tries to take a picture of him while he's swinging, lets his caddy bully everybody around, throws his clubs around like a 12-year-old, and leaves messages like that for cocktail waitresses. That's Tiger Woods.
So we've all bought into the illusion, and this
yes,
is the reality.
Right.
I think it can be summed up in two words. Extra medium. The guy wears extra medium t-shirts. Black turtleneck, extra medium t-shirts. That says it all.
He is the first athlete in the world to have earned $1 billion.
Yep.
He's a global brand, one of the most known persons on the planet.
Money can't give you common sense.
What's going to happen to his endorsements and commercials and advertising
I'll
deals next?
I'm not buying Gillette products anymore.
Yeah.
That's it.
Now,
you're done with Buicks, right?
I'm all shit.
You're done with Buicks, right?
Hey, take it easy with the language, man.
Because he hasn't lost anyone. No one has come out that he... Nike hasn't come out and distanced themselves.
No, no. Nike
like
will stay with him. All the golf brands will stay with him. And it's the funny thing to watch the sports media deal with it, because the sports media actually needs this guy. So you have people like Dan Patrick saying, well, it's private. Oh, what do you mean? It's private. Where some basketball player gets called out for this, and they're doing a big joke on the show. But because they rub elbows with this guy, because he's an elitist, some of the media is trying to protect the guy, some of the sports media, because they need him. The fun part is, shows like this and TMZ, they don't give an F.
Right.
Call Tiger Woods out. So he's dealing with a bunch of people that don't need his celebrity, and he's getting torn to pieces, and it's fun to watch.
Yeah. Really, how is it possible that a guy who participates in one of the least popular sports in America, certainly when it comes to spectator sports, is the biggest sports star in the world? How does that happen? Because it's such a...
Because he's the only
individual
guy.
Sport?
You know, yeah, the NFL, the NBA, you can spread it out. You have Kobe, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James. There are multiple personalities. I mean, you have Tiger Woods, and then you're going to go to Jesper Parnevik, to Phil. I mean, there's nobody else.
Right.
And it's a very popular sport internationally. You know, I mean, it's as you see, Tiger will go to Dubai, to Japan, to you know, all over Europe. There is golf everywhere. Ireland, England. I mean, you just get across. That's what makes them international. Like soccer stars. You know, while they
right.
may not be big here, they're big everywhere else in the world. Golf is popular everywhere in
huge.
The world, and
right.
he is the only guy.
He's the only TV draw, too, for golf, I
right.
think.
If he's
every
not,
golf
if he's not playing, nobody watches.
Yeah.
If he's not involved, nobody cares.
Well, speak for yourself. If Colin Montgomery's in a tournament, I'm all over.
But really, what is he?
Scottish dude.
He's a dork with big teeth and a 30-inch waist that doesn't know how to handle his business with all the hookers that he's messing
all
with.
All right, there you
coast.
Go. That about sums it
yeah.
up right there.
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have to take a quick break.
I'll tell you, that segment as popular as the swimsuit parade.
Tell
you. I'd like to point that out.
Absolutely.
With
people
well,
riveted.
Petros is now showing some
I'm
nipples.
I'm missing a nipple.
He's showing some
I'm
nipples.
I'm missing a nipple. Marvel at my freakness.
We're going to take
he
a break.
He doesn't have a nipple.
How are you I'm missing. I ripped it off against San Diego
oh
State.
God.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I lost this one.
What happens if you
fell
have a baby?
Off in the shower. It blew right off. Baby's got to eat from the right.
Got his nipple ripped off.
You know, we've known Petros a long time. I don't think we ever knew that or needed to.
Suck on my vacant nipple, Bean.
Anything else missing we need to know about?
I have three balls.
All right. To take a break. When we return, Ralph's got the showbiz beat. Who will be Miss Double December 2010? We'll find out next hour right here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right, so Lisa's out enjoying the audience. That's what's happening.
She almost didn't come back.
It's the world-famous K-Rock at 8:52.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, minutes away from crowning Miss Double December 2010. You know, I got to say, I'm very impressed with Omar, knowing how he hates people who dedicate their time to giving to others. You know,
yeah.
like he is with the Salvation Army. He's letting these Marines live that are here today collecting toys for tots today.
I know.
I think that's very generous of him to not take them all out.
You know, Omar, I saw him inside. He had, like, a bottle of Bailey's in his mouth.
Right.
He had put, like, a baby
a
nipple on it. Yeah,
oh,
he put
God.
A baby nipple. He was sucking on it. He was, like, wearing a diaper. And, oh, look at me. I'm a baby terrorist. And he was, like, drinking the Bailey's out of the bottle.
Really?
And he had, like, a pot of coffee he was pouring all over his head and down his pants.
Why
and
was he?
I don't know. It was completely out of control. It was unbelievable. He was doing all kinds of drugs, and he was on the roof of the building at one point.
Why?
And,
what's wrong with him?
Hey, Ralph, actually, yeah, that still wasn't me.
Oh.
It wasn't you?
Oh. That bit doesn't work because we don't have him mic'd, first of all.
Second of all.
If that microphone was on, that would have been great.
Because he was here.
It would have been so funny.
He's actually here.
That's not him.
All right. We have a special guest joining us in about 50 minutes on the Kevin Bean Show. A live performance right here on this stage. And then we find out who Miss Double D's
are. Are we saying who it is?
I didn't know. I didn't know if we were allowed to.
We're not saying
it's a surprise. But anyway, that's coming up in about 50 minutes. You definitely won't want to miss it.
Petros. Is it Lou Dobbs?
Yes. Lou Dobbs is going to come out, and we're going to talk immigration money.
Sweet.
By the way, just so you guys know, when Bean said we have a special guest coming out in about 15 minutes, somebody in the audience yelled, gay! Which I think is how this is going.
They want nothing but, why are you touching my whiskey?
I have that.
What's going on?
I'm good.
He's refilling it. Don't worry.
It's not refilling it. He was touching it.
Don't take Ralph's whiskey.
Never touch my whiskey. What's wrong with you?
This is a show.
Mom, Uncle Ralph's getting angry again.
It'll be a miracle.
It's Thanksgiving in my house all over again.
All right. Let's take another look at the showbiz beat. The final look
for
the week.
Who cares? Who cares?
Just put in a
little
effort.
They don't care. They just want boobs.
There may be thousands of people listening who aren't here waiting for boobs.
Well, they should be here. Look at the, speaking of the crowd, look at the people in the cheap seats over there in the balcony back there.
Oh,
hi, guys.
God.
How you doing?
By the way,
there's like a whole balcony over there.
Sure.
That's not from this bar. It's the next bar over.
We're getting business from the bar next door.
Yes,
so they can peek out the back and take a look at
us.
That's hysterical.
It's like they set up bleachers at a NASCAR event.
Next year, I want to cut. I want a little taste, you know? I'm the guy in the monkey suit out there, dancing through hoops. Come on.
Seems fair.
All right, let's talk about John Mayer, shall we?
I love John Mayer.
I think he's what I'm saying. He's flimsy.
Is Wonderland.
I'm going to tell you, he's a terrific guitar player.
He is.
And he's a very funny,
funny guy.
He's a
hack. Gravity. He's hack and he's uninteresting and he's milquetoast.
All right, what do you got?
Yet he gets all the chicks.
He does.
Apparently, according to Us Weekly magazine, Jessica Simpson and Jennifer Aniston are still pining over him.
Oh.
They're both still not over him.
Wow.
He's a modern-day Adam Duritz.
He is. Inexplicably, he pulls all the hot tail.
Goofy hair.
That's a great call.
Terrible music. Pulls all the hot chicks.
Ralph, I was watching his Madison Square Garden concert the other night, and he rocked out Panama. He did a cover of Van Halen's Panama, which I thought would impress you.
If I didn't, if the police weren't here, the Fullerton PD weren't here, I would headbutt you really hard right now and make your nose bleed
I am a John Mayer fan. What can I say?
No.
I am.
Wow. What a surprise.
That's one of the most heterosexual things about Bean, by the way.
Anyway, apparently the split between Jessica Simpson and Tony Romo.
Yeah.
Part of the problem was Tony found texts from John Mayer, new texts on her cell phone.
Yeah, stormed out of the house the day before her birthday.
That's what happened. Yeah, found out they were still in
Austin.
What's that all about?
He's got those husky eyes. He looks like a husky.
Who is that guy?
Yeah, he does. He's got one blue eye and one like
green eye or something. Really? Yeah.
He's a superstar wide receiver.
That's a devil eye.
He's like a mulatto or something, isn't he?
he's got the devil in him.
Oh, seriously. What's
Creole?
Up with him?
Yeah.
He's Creole.
Maybe she's trying to drive a wedge between Tony Romo and his new favorite receiver.
I hope so.
His new favorite target.
We spent so much time talking about Tiger Woods. We didn't even talk about the NFL coming up this weekend. A lot of good games.
Well, I can tell by the reaction of the audience. They really want another sports
more sports talk.
Eagles
what they're
Falcons. Dying for right now.
Eagles Falcons, you guys have got to be geeked, huh?
Yeah. Johnny Depp is in negotiations to star as Pancho Villa in an upcoming biography about the legendary Mexican revolutionary hero. Do I know my audience or what?
Yes, you
going
do.
Right to the Mexican heroes.
There you go.
Yeah. They're a lot nicer to me now, aren't
Viva
they?
Viva Mexico!
Si se puede! Si se puede!
Órale, Ralph!
The movie is called Seven Friends of Pancho Villa and the Woman with Six Fingers.
Wow.
Not kidding you. That's the name of the movie.
All right.
Really rolls off the tongue, doesn't
it? It does, yeah.
Will the Latino community be up in arms if they don't cast a Latino actor as Pancho Villa in that film, do you think?
I don't think
so. Yeah, but Johnny Depp is swarthy.
Yeah, but he's not Latino.
He's got a swarthy look.
That's not the point, P. What Ralph is saying is, will there be groups who say you?
Well, who are you gonna? George Lopez? I mean, who do you want?
Edward James Olmos.
By the way, there will always be groups that complain about stuff.
Antonio Banderas.
No. He's from Spain,
but still, he's closer than Johnny Depp.
Selma Hayek's gonna be in the movie with her huge boobs. Isn't that enough?
I think she will be. Yes,
that's all that matters.
Yeah. Brad and Angelina, apparently. Not doing well. Fighting.
No.
Really?
Well, the tabloids have been trying to break them up since the day they met.
Yeah.
But Angelina now gets physical when they fight and actually is striking Brad Pitt, causing him to leave.
Wow. That seems bad.
Okay.
That seems bad, Kevin says.
I was concentrating on the guy in the crowd that was yelling, so what?
I know. You know what? In my mind, that's how people are reacting every time I do Showbiz Beat when we do it on the radio.
It is kind of painful to see it in person, though, isn't it?
No, that's how I assume it's always happening. People in their cars screaming it all over Southern California.
So what?
And lastly, Orlando Bloom, he's living the life. He was in Vegas over the weekend with a couple of hot chicks, including his girlfriend Miranda Kerr,
nice.
Victoria's Secret supermodel.
Yeah.
He was walking through a club in Vegas. Someone spilled a drink on him. Now, what do we do when someone spills a drink on
us? Punch him in the face.
We punch him in the face. He instead pulled out his cell phone, called his assistant, had his assistant run to a 24-hour clothing store, pick up a few selections of brand new shirts, bring them to the club. He picked the one he wanted and changed in the club and put on his new shirt.
Wow. He sounds like a John Mayer fan to me.
He was later arrested because they don't let women show their breasts in Vegas
yeah,
in nightclubs.
Oh, so. Yeah. There you go. That's funny.
Nicely done.
Somebody... Oh, that's funny. I thought it was funny. I was entertained.
No one here could have come up with that.
No, that's
that right
true.
Now.
Tiger Woods texted her, too.
Huge.
Celebrity birthdays.
Quickly.
The following celebrities were born on this day.
Huge.
December the 4th. Jeff Bridges, one of my favorite all-time actors.
Bye.
The Dude.
He's the Dude.
The Big Lebowski. He is 60 years old today. He's Chelsea Noble from Growing Pains. Kirk Cameron's on-screen girlfriend and off-screen wife, 45 years old today.
Bible banger.
She is a Bible banger.
God Squad.
And a Kirk Cameron banger.
Yeah.
You know, Kirk Cameron once made a movie with another woman, and he brought in his wife and had her put on the wig to look like the other woman, and they shot the kiss scene in silhouette because he would kiss no other woman other than his wife.
Perfectly logical.
That makes sense.
Is it true that you guys called us because Kirk Cameron canceled at the last second?
At the last second.
He was supposed to be right here?
Yes. He loves the boob competitions.
Big fan.
Marissa Tomei is 45. Fred Armisen from Saturday Night Live is 43. Jay-Z celebrates his 40th birthday today. And Tyra Banks, which has been getting a big hand all morning long. Tyra Banks is 36 years old today. These people like nothing.
Well, certainly not Tyra Banks.
That's for sure. Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.
You are listening to The Kevin Amin Show. It is a Friday. We are live in beautiful Fullerton, California at the Slide Bar. Host again this year of the Miss Double December pageant. In a few minutes, we'll crown Miss Double December 2010. As you know, Cassandra, Miss Double December 2009 is here.
Yes.
Yasmin, Miss Double December 2005 is here.
Yes.
I just was over talking to Christy, Miss December 2004, who's also here.
We are. It's an embarrassment of riches when it comes to
Miss Double December. Boobalicious. Now, Ralph, I know you have been keeping track with what's going on at KevinAmin.com. Where are we in the tabulation?
Well, voting has closed. We stopped accepting votes at 9 o'clock.
All right.
We received over 215,000 votes this year.
Wow.
Dude.
Wow. Our biggest vote ever for Miss Double December. And we are tabulating them currently. All we know is around the top four, really. It's a very slim margin between the top four. So we're going to be, it's very close this year about who wins Miss Double December.
All right.
But we will have that
answer counting them now.
For you in moments here on stage. Kevin, what's next for the kids?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Gene Simmons.
Legendary rock and roll star. Hello, faithful Kiss fans. How are you?
I sure hope you're watching this at KevinAmin.com because, wow, you full makeup, everything.
That's right. I never really come to a performance environment without the full Kiss makeup.
You've been on our show a lot. You don't wear it.
But it's not. It hasn't been filmed. When I come, I know that people out there, and by the way, you can watch this at kissarmy.com.
No, you can't.
You can also buy a copy of it on DVD at www.gcd.com.
You haven't even done it yet. How can you buy a copy?
You can also buy a Kiss bikini that some of the girls will be wearing later on in the pageant at
www.kissarmy.com.
Yes,
you've been backstage. We've keeping you hidden from the audience until now, but you got a chance to see the talent, the top nine girls vying for Miss Double December 2010. What do you think? You're an expert on women.
Well, all the girls are very beautiful, very talented.
How many of them have you slept with this morning?
There's nine of them, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
11. I baptized them with the juice of Gene. And,
all right,
we've had a tremendous day this morning.
Yes.
I was back, at least me, I was back getting the full Kiss makeup put on. And you're, of course, no stranger to having white creamy things applied to your face.
Okay, listen, Gene.
I don't know why
it has to go there.
Why did we invite
every
him?
Time.
I was talking about makeup. I know that in the past you've had Halloween costumes that
include...
So you came down here to nail the contestants. What else are you planning?
I'm here because, as many of you know, you're all Kiss fans, I'm sure. I am an aficionado of the ladies.
Uh-huh.
I've been called the Ayatollah of Areola.
Right.
The man who can, tell the difference between a great set of boobs and an excellent set of boobs.
Right. Okay.
A poor set of boobs or a mediocre set of boobs.
Right.
I've traveled the world and bedded many a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I'd come here today to not only help you guys judge Miss Double December,
okay,
but also I've written a song.
Oh,
you've written a song.
Okay.
I know you can't help but notice that there's a guitar here.
Yes.
Don't you play bass?
This is an official Kiss guitar. You can buy it at www.kissarmy.com.
Why are you selling everything?
Don't you play bass?
I do play bass, but I've also written many a song for Kiss. Some of the ballads I wrote, Beth. I wrote whatever songs you like, Detroit Rock City, name it.
Any of the other ones you wrote. Right. Okay.
Hard luck, Will.
And I play the piano. I play the harpsichord. I play the guitar. I'm a multi-talented man. And,
have you written a song for today?
I did. I wrote a song. Because I feel that these women are being very courageous.
They are.
To step out here and to show off their bodies and stuff. So I wrote a song for them to appreciate them and to show them the proper deference for doing so.
Okay.
This is a song original by Gene Simmons called Show Me Your Cans.
Show Me Your Cans.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen. It's a romantic ballad, I can tell.
Let's hear it for the demon Gene Simmons stepping up to the microphone with his guitar.
KevinAV.com. You can watch the video. He's got the guitar. He's sitting in the chair.
He's not going to spit blood or anything.
Oh, I hope not. This is a very special treat. Hey, Gene, could you show the audience your tongue real quick before you start performing? Would you mind if you stick out your tongue?
Yeah.
Yes. There you go. He's lost some of it.
Ladies, we're taking a mittens for a ride later.
I don't understand. And now, live music.
It's a beautiful song because I wrote it. Mouth shut, bra open. Your boobies, I'm thinking of groping. I'm about to go motorboating. Like this. You know what I'm saying? Boners can be quite contagious. When your boobies look that outrageous. Let's not complicate this. Show me your cans. Am I right, fellas? You top heavy hooker, is this making sense? Your upper chest flesh is awfully dense. So show me your cans. I'm willing to give you cash. If you just put them on the glass. Do your job as a piece of ass. Show me your cans. You top heavy hooker, do you understand? I wanna get a look at your mammary glands. Show me your cans. Yeah, this is the part where I'm gonna need you to sing along. Only the fellas. Girls tend to muddy things up. If you want to disrobe, ladies, that's fine. Just stand and look pretty. But if it comes to business, you're not good at that. So here we go.
You'd be insulting.
Gentlemen, if you don't have big boobs, then you suck.
What?
If you don't have big boobs, then you suck. If you don't have big boobs, then you suck.
That's not the message.
One more time. If you don't have big boobs, see, ladies?
Wow.
You see how good the fellas did? Now listen up. That's right. Speaking of suck, that's right. Big boobies, white boobies, I don't care. Armenian boobies all covered in hair. I love boobies. Real boobies, fake boobies, I love them. Real boobies, fake boobies, I don't care. I love boobies. Boobies a la carte, boobies a la mode. Boobies in my house or when I'm driving on the road. I love boobies. Sing it with me. Big, big boobs. Big, big boobs.
Thank you, everybody.
Very nice. Very nice. That's a touchy.
I don't know if you're aware of this. I don't know if you're aware of this. Already 40 copies available at kissarmy.com of that
true.
Actual performance.
Wow.
So go ahead,
it just happened.
That up and money will go.
That's
the proceeds
possible.
All go to my pocket. Thank
it
you very
just
much.
Just happened.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the great Gene Simmons joining us here on the Kevin Beach Show.
Give it up for me.
When we come back, we find out who is Miss Double December 2010 right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 24 minutes after 9 o'clock.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, Miss Double December 2010 pageant, almost near an end. Let's hear it one more time for DJ Omar Khan on the ones and twos here today. Fantastic. We're here at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Ralph Garman in a tuxedo, about ready to take the stage again. Ralph, what happens here? What's our... you don't have a microphone yet. He's going to be grabbing a microphone in 1 second here to tell us where we are as we wind down from 9 competitors down to the winner.
The votes have been tabulated.
Ooh, right. Tell us.
And we're going to bring out all 9 contestants for one last round of applause from the audience. And then I will announce the 3 girls who are the second runner-up, the first runner-up, and Miss Double December 2010.
And that's very important. Just like in all pageants, the first runner-up needs to be ready to step into the shoes like that one Miss Double D that we killed, remember?
Well, she got pregnant. We didn't really
kill her.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah, we got pregnant. That's right. So sometimes you do need a runner-up in order to maintain.
Well, let's take this opportunity to thank all the girls who participated this year.
Absolutely.
And bring up all 9 contestants.
Takes a lot of guts.
Double December.
Absolutely.
2010. Girls, if you just want to come out and line up, stop right there. Bring all the girls out. They all did a great job.
Do we have to choose?
This is an astonishing group of young women. That's all there is to it.
Do we have to pick?
I can't believe they're all on one stage at one time.
I mean, why?
I think our best batch ever, really.
I think so.
Girls ever. Let's hear a round of applause for all 9 contestants this year.
And I think, Ralph, I think you're right. I think it's important for the ladies to know how much we appreciate them entering the competition.
Absolutely.
Coming down to see us in the studio this week and especially showing up here today in front of what turned out to be a very hostile crowd. Yeah. So there should be some combat pay or something. But you guys have been awesome, and every one of you we really appreciate.
By the way, the crowd is not hostile to them, just us.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to announce 3 names. We want those 3 girls to stay here on the stage. And the other 6 of you, if you'd please leave with our thanks, we'd appreciate it. So the following 3 girls, please remain on stage. We need to stay. Danielle, Sarah C., and Melissa, please stay on the stage.
Woo!
The rest of you girls, thank you so much. Thanks for coming. And thanks for participating with our...
It hurts me to see them leave. That hurts me to see those girls leave.
I know. They were all great.
That's so sad.
Don't let them leave, though. Hey.
Don't be a bad man, Ralph.
Wow.
Why are you a bad man?
I'm not a bad man. These are the voters. It wasn't me. It was the voters.
This hurts. This is painful.
You just broke some hearts.
The votes are in, and these are our 3 top vote getters for Miss Double December 2010.
And it was a tie, so all 3.
No, it was not a tie. It was very close, but it wasn't a tie.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to announce the second runner-up right now.
All right.
The second runner-up for Miss Double December 2010 is... Melissa! Melissa is our second runner-up. Thank you so much for participating. It was very, very close. If you want to join
you're
the rest
a great
of the girls
girl.
Off stage.
But
thank
I can
you,
I can still love her, though, right?
Oh, we absolutely love her.
Yeah.
She can do a handstand and the splits.
Yes. God loves her.
Wow. How can you choose between the 2 beautiful ladies that are left?
These are our 2 top vote-getters. Sarah C. and Danielle got the most votes in this year's Miss Double December 2010 competition. And Miss Double December 2010 is going to be announced right after this commercial break.
We'll be right back, apparently, on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah! 106.7 K-Rock. This is KROQ.
We have heard that the webcast went down just for a second right when we were making the announcement. Wasn't on purpose. Although that would have been funny. Had we thought of it, we would have done that.
You mean when we went from 9 girls to 3 girls,
yes.
We lost the webcam?
The webcam went down for a second, but it's back up now.
Okay.
But so if you're a little confused, we have the two finalists in front of us.
So the top three, again, were yes. Danielle, Sarah C., and Melissa. Those were our top three vote-getters for the year.
It's Miss Double D 2010, and it is 9:36.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Before, we have two beautiful young ladies on the stage with Ralph Garman. These are our finalists for Miss Double December 2010. Before we find out who will wear the crown from Cassandra, who's going to be actually crowning her, and that's not a euphemism. She actually literally is going to be crowning her. A couple people we need to thank, Ralph Garman. First of all, United States Marine Corps for being down here today. Toys for Tatas.
All of them were here.
Yeah, every Marine. I don't know what's going on in Afghanistan right now, but we're not over there anymore because every serviceman was here today. They did a magnificent job, as always. Thanks to you, the Kevin and Bean audience, who brought down so many Toys for Tatas today. You did a phenomenal job.
Very cool.
You guys really, really very much rose to the occasion. We also want to thank our host again this year, the Slide Bar in Fullerton, which is awesome. Thanks to Sean and those guys for having us down here. We really, really had a good time. Thanks to Petros and Money for coming down and spending some time.
All right, with the thanks. Let's move on.
Thanks to Gene Simmons for coming out.
Gene Simmons.
Welcome. I appreciate it being here. Thank you very much for having me.
But, of course, the reason we're here is for the moment that is about to happen on stage here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yes, Danielle and Sarah are our two top vote-getters this year. Now, keep in mind, Miss Double December 2010 will be attending all of the concerts this year that we attend. The Kevin and Bean Show, our acoustic Christmas shows, our Weenie Rose shows, as well as all the singles parties, all the public events that we attend, she also will be attending with us. So that's part of the prize package. Also this year, first time ever this year, we're going to be giving Miss Double December her very own midget.
Yes.
Woo! Wow.
She will get her very own midget. We are providing for them Brad the Midget.
All right. Wow.
You
can go on out
Brad,
there.
Brad, come on out.
Go on out there.
Use him as you will.
So, wait, they win this midget for a year?
That's correct.
They get full use of the midget for a year.
Wow, that's very generous.
Cassandra's looking at us like, what? Not last
year?
I
don't know why we didn't think of this sooner.
Yeah.
But they do get full use of a midget for a year, which I think is great. Dave, the King of Mexico, of course, will have sex with whoever wins.
Yeah.
As usual. There's no choice.
That's what he does now.
Apparently, yeah.
And our very own Cassandra, Miss Double December 2009, will be crowning our winner this year. And, of course, with the crowning also comes the kiss, which is actually where the title is transferred.
Okay.
Is from the lips of one Miss Double December to another.
That's how it works.
The title is in the saliva.
And by the way,
those are the laws. It's not the law. It's not my fault. It's the law.
It's science.
It's in the Bible. I mean, it has nothing to do with us. That's in the Bible.
It's in the law and the Bible.
Right.
It's both of those.
Both.
Yeah. All right. Enough of my yakking. Let's rock. Okay.
Now where's the timpani, Omar? All day long, you got
there
the
timpani.
Okay, there we go.
Miss Double December, 2010. Over 215,000 votes.
Would you like another shot?
Yes. Did I mention 215?
Yes. That's the very last thing you mentioned.
100,000 votes.
Yes.
A lot of people are very invested in the information that they are now waiting to hear from you.
Okay. This year's winner is Danielle Davis. Danielle, you're our winner. Danielle's our winner. Cassandra, if you would do the honors of crowning Danielle.
Oops, that's all right.
I got the sash.
Yeah.
We've got a crown and a sash.
Woo! Oh!
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Do it again. We didn't see.
I didn't see. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
The ceremonial kiss. Kevin missed that. You're going to make sure the tiara fits in there. You got that on. And then the kiss one more time.
Tongue.
Kevin missed it. Just one.
Oh!
That's what we're talking about.
That power has been transferred.
Did they just...
Yes!
Yes!
And your very own midget
Brad is going to town on that leg.
Fantastic.
All right, that's fine. Thank you, Brad. Thank you very much. All right. It's going to be a long year with Brad, isn't it?
If you would do us the favor and walk the runway, Miss Double December, as we play your theme song. Danielle, Miss Double December 2010.
As we play your theme song, which
any
is
music, really.
The Miss Double December
no,
theme. Angel,
wave to your subjects, Miss Double December.
Very nice.
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoops.
There it is.
Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my t- is hard.
Yeah, very nice.
We also want to thank Sarah C., our first runner-up. Sarah, thank you so much for participating. Beautiful and lovely, every one of them.
By the way, I don't want to speak on behalf of the midget, but I think she could have him too if she wants.
Share the midget if they want.
Sure, yeah. That's perfectly acceptable as well.
All right, can we hear from Danielle before we say goodbye?
Absolutely. Danielle, how are you feeling now that you are officially, let me fix the sash, officially Miss Double December 2010? How do you feel?
Great.
As Miss Double December, for the next year, what are your plans? How do you plan to celebrate this year with us?
I'm going to get drunk and party with all of you, all right?
Yeah!
Woo!
Looking forward to that.
We don't usually do that, but if that's what you're interested in.
We'll make an exception.
Yeah.
All right. Again, thanks to everybody who came down, everybody who made this possible. DJ Omar Khan, ladies and gentlemen. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll be back on Monday with an all-new show.
Do one more walk for us.
And then sing it with us if you know it.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Yeah! Do not.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Who has a boner?
Another one.
Woo!
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about quit. I don't need another hit.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think Miss Double December 2010 is already talking to one of the Marines about getting a restraining order against the midget.
Rarely has such a great idea gone south so fast.
The midget just got a handful, by the way.
Yeah.
Roll.
All right, big finish, folks. Let's hear ya.
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about
to quit.
I'll need another set.
Yeah!
I believe the midget is now humping Ralph Garvin's leg.
Just pass it around.
It's an occupational hazard, Ralph.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Just humping whatever's out there.
I just pass three it times. On down. Down. Pass it on down. Here she comes. She's on the stove.
So are we out, bud?